It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Yes, I plan on commemorating the 25th anniversary of 9/11. Throughout the show today, there will be various elements that commemorate this anniversary. No, I will not dwell on it for a number of reasons. First, the predecessors to me on this radio station have probably done a more adequate job than I could have, especially since they were on while much of the ceremonies were going on. Number two, we already have a big, somber anniversary we remember here in Oklahoma each and every year, the Murrah bombing. So we've been exposed to this terrorism, although it was a different type of terrorism, but we've been exposed to it before and long before the rest of the nation was exposed to it. And having two per year, it's a lot for me. I don't know if it goes back to I was struck by death at a very early age. I was 5 when my father died. My father was only 36. He died of lupus. They didn't know he had lupus. A man having lupus in the 1970s was unheard of. And I knew when he got sick, the week he went into the hospital for the third or fourth time, I knew that there's a chance he's not coming back. So I better buck up and I better get ready and I better be ready to move on. Now, it doesn't mean I'm in denial. I'm not in denial. It's been 25 years, for Christ's sake. And when it happened, yes, I remember where I was, and I remember how long I mourned for the 3,000 people that were there. I also remember how frustrated I was at how long it took us to respond to the attack and how long it took us to get Osama bin Laden. And now I look at several things across the nation and I said, we were supposed to never forget. Yet there's a lot of people who have. No, I know that there's a whole generation of people that doesn't remember it. There's a whole generation. 25 years is a measurable generation. And so there's a lot of people that don't even remember that it happened and don't know the significance of it happening. Well, I wasn't alive during Pearl Harbor, but I understand the gravity of that moment. I also lose patience with the epicenter of where this all happened in New York City, electing a mayor that is doing everything in his power to downplay the event, doing everything in his power to deflect that it was inspired by Islamist theology. A lot of people are doing that. In fact, later in the program, there's a school district that says, oh, no, we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't connect the 9/11 attack to Islam. That wouldn't be fair to Islamists. Says who? Says who? How much have we Christians heard about how awful we are because we dare to hold people to standards, because we dare to have standards, because we dare to think that man is flawed and that we should get down on our knees and be devout before our Lord God, admitting that there is a power above us that is out of our power, and that we should pray and we should work to understand it each and every day better and better and better through each other. How many times have we been told how, oh, that's wrong. You're being judgmental. Oh, you shouldn't be so harsh. You shouldn't be so standardized. Why don't you just live and let live? How many times have we told that? So, the other thing that's happened in the last 25 years is absolutely, positively, nobody of the religion of peace, quote unquote, has told me that killing your fellow man who doesn't believe as you is a part of their sacrament. Nobody's told me that they don't believe that. Nobody's told me that, that is not written in the Quran. Nobody's told me that. You know why? because it is written in the Quran. So I have a hard time respecting a religion that tells you it's okay to kill. And that's another thing, especially with this this Lindsey Clancy trial. Evidently, a lot of other people think it is too. Under certain circumstances, it's okay to kill. It's okay to murder. I'm not talking about execution. I'm talking about murder, out and out murder. So that's what I'm feeling on this 25th anniversary of 9/11. I'm going to focus, and that's the other thing. I would much rather, my dad died 2 days after Christmas. Thank you very much. I do not let it ruin Christmas for me each and every year. And the reason I don't is because I prefer to remember my father how he lived. And I prefer to remember those who died in 9/11 as they lived, not as they died. It frustrates me to see roadside memorials where somebody's had a bad accident and died. Would you? I wouldn't want to remember that that's how my loved one or friend entered into the kingdom of heaven. I would want to remember that person as they are. So having these death dates now, 6 months apart, and then when it rolls around to be an anniversary, we're supposed to make more of it. I'm just not into it. I'm not into it. But I will honor those people with my Firearms Friday feature, as I always do each and every year. We call it the terrorist takedown, because that hasn't changed in 25 years. The terrorists aren't as powerful and as in many, and are not in as many numbers as they were 25 years ago. But they're still there, and they're not stopping. And the more we are prepared to do something about it, like the people on that plane that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the more we will eradicate terrorism in this world, not just in the United States. And then there's the idea that we brought it upon ourselves, and that it's because of our imperialism and our bullying and our oh, how dare we go throughout the planet trying to free people and make them see that they can be free too. How dare we go around showing people what liberty is? Because as you know, you're supposed to just live and let live. And if somebody wants to be miserable, you're just supposed to let them be miserable, right? I mean, isn't that why you walk down the streets of San Francisco and you see all the drug addicts defecating on the pavement? Isn't that why? Isn't that the American way? Live and let live? Don't do anything to help anybody ever? So your thoughts on the 25th anniversary of the attack on 9/11. 405-608-4377. My email address, if you want to email me later, that's fine too. And my email address is lmatthews@freedom969.com. Freedom969.com is also the website. The Firearms Friday feature will be the terrorist takedown, so that's coming up in another hour, and it's brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, our good friends over at I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And then later on, I'll talk about this one school district that says, oh, we shouldn't connect 9/11 and the attack to Islam. How's that never forgetting? And a lot of people have dug deep, and because a lot of the footage of the people jumping out of the buildings rather than being burned to death, a lot of that footage has come to light. People have actually digitally enhanced it to make it even more frightening. I don't have a problem with that. I'm glad they're doing it, because it's not something that people want to see. It's not something that people have been watching. It's not something that has been shown to the school children. I think it should be. But I also think it needs to be connected to what is at the root of the entire attack. And that's another thing that hasn't changed. The root of the attack was a theocracy that says it's okay to kill your fellow man if they don't believe the same way you do. The complete antithesis of the foundation of the United States of America. Complete antithesis. And those who still believe that, and those who still want to cause us harm because they believe we're doing the work of the devil. Have you ever noticed? Have you ever noticed? Those who believe they're doing God's work are the ones who are doing the most harm in this world.
Well, Lee, don't you want to do God's work?
Yes, I do, but I pray for it every day. I say, God, may I be on your path. May you show me the path of your righteousness for your namesake, not mine. Most of the people who are doing God's work are doing so for themselves, for their own sake.
I'm doing God's work, so I'll have great things done to me in heaven.
That's the other thing. When is somebody going to tell me that Islam is not a religion where it's okay for pedophiles to marry children? When is somebody going to explain to me that Islam is not a cult that allows multiple marriages? Okay? So we're talking now that it's okay to kill someone who doesn't believe the way you do. It's okay to soil and corrupt children before they are ready to become adults, in the name of Allah, by the way. And it's also okay to have multiple wives because, after all, women are third-class citizens, fourth-class citizens, depending on how fundamentalist you are as an Islamist. When is someone going to explain to me? And you know what I just described? I described a religion where it's okay to kill, it's okay to rape, and it's okay to be a pedophile. That's a sex cult. That's a death and sex cult. That's not a religion. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. So I didn't mean to start on a downer. It's Friday. That's another thing. It's Friday. I am just like you. I got one foot out the door, and I got a lot of great plans for the weekend that I'm ready to get started on. And I don't want to sit here and wallow in our self-pity as a nation because of what happened to us 25 years ago. But maybe I'm just the idiot here. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike. And where are you, Mike?
I listen to your show all the time.
Yeah, where are you? Where are you?
Choctaw.
Good to hear from you. Go ahead.
Anyhow, I was listening to you just a few minutes ago. You were talking about how they didn't teach you in schools about and trying to kind of suppress the history of it and everything so that, you know, you go on with whatever they've done. It's funny because they will try to indoctrinate the kids, but ask them about USSR, what that stands for. They won't know.
No.
They won't know what, you know. We used to have fire drills, tornado drills, bomb drills in the schools.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they still do that or not.
Oh, I don't think. They might do tornado drills, especially the ones that have some sort of shelter. And if they don't have shelter, they make them get out in the hall and put their hands over their head because, you know, that's going to help. And when we were under nuclear drills, it was get under your desk because all you need is shelter. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'd like to know what the miracle of plywood is.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't teach that anymore.
No.
They don't have a clue what...
I understand the nuclear drills, but yeah, and it seems to me they still have... I mean, I had fire drills when I was in high school. We didn't do tornado drills because we didn't have a lot of tornadoes in the area.
Right.
Where I grew up in South Louisiana.
But if they would... I guess they wouldn't have as much time for getting them in office if they remember what was going on 25 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but like you said, they only talk about it once in a while, you know, and on anniversaries.
And, well, they'll tell them that some terrorists hijacked some planes and flew them into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and they tried to the White House, but it was brought down in Shanksville, Virginia, and that'll be about it. They won't say why, they won't say what the inspiration was, and they won't say that it was religiously motivated. They won't do any of that.
Right.
Because, oh, there might be someone who is of Islam in the classroom and they'd be offended. Well, good. I hope they're offended. Their religion is what caused this. And if they want to defend themselves and their religion, you have a freedom of speech. We'll give you an opportunity to do so. Ready? Go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's about what the whole education part. You were right on the head with that.
Thank you.
Because they don't like to teach things that are
unpleasant.
Faith family.
Yeah. Unpleasant. They don't like to teach things that are unpleasant. And the world can be an unpleasant place. I would want my child to be prepared for the unpleasantness that can happen. I would also want my child to have the reasoning and wisdom and will to know how to not get into those unpleasant situations or how to get out of those unpleasant situations if they find themselves in it. And that goes down to choice making. And you can't make good choices if you don't have the wisdom with which to make those choices. So that's what I would like to see them teach, rather than one religion or one race deserves a little more consideration than the other because they were so put upon in American history.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Glad you're listening. Have a good weekend on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your thoughts? Am I being too maudlin, morose? How do you feel on days like today? I'm not saying it's something we need to glaze over, but I'm also saying we shouldn't really wallow in it, and I'm going to do my best to not wallow in it. Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's Lee Matthews, Freedom 96.9. Yeah, there's a lot of ways you can get online and take virtual tours and actually virtually test drive a new vehicle and pick out a color and pick out all the features that you want. And it's almost like actually being there, but there's something to be said to be standing right in front of the vehicle, getting inside the vehicle, that new car smell that the guys at Frontier Auto Group have just not gotten over. That's why not only do they want you to explore their great selection of automobiles online at frontiermotor.net, whether it's Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, or Chevy, they also want you to come in and actually see it in person before you buy it. That's why they're here to give you individual attention at Frontier Auto Group. So go online, frontiermotor.net, have a look at their selection of vehicles, and then call 405-262-3355 and set up an appointment where you can talk things over with them individually. It'll be like nothing you've ever done in terms of buying a new vehicle. And then the service that they will provide will be like nothing you've ever seen before. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are in El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout. Frontier Auto Group.
Oklahoma's listening to Fox News.
The new Freedom 96.9 welcomes Fox News starting Monday, September 21st, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on Oklahoma City's 100,000-watt FM. The new Freedom 96.9.
Don't miss the savings at H&H Shooting Sports this month. I'm Lee Matthews. The Smith & Wesson M&P Shield Plus 9mm bundle with six total mags and a Save Your Range bag is on sale for $444.99. The Beretta A300 Ultima 12-gauge shotgun, now just $849.99. And you've got to check out the great deals in the safe department, where you can take 15% off all Liberty Colonial Series safes. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
them.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are falling into savings and can't wait to see you at the Oklahoma State Fair September 17th through the 27th. The best deals and the biggest savings are happening all month long on all Bad Boy and Yanmar mowers, tractors, and UTVs. Beat the crowds and come shop with us now. Tractor Bob's, I-240 Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
What a great day to be an American. Major Ed Polito coming in hot and inviting you to participate in the 16th annual Major Ed Invitational on September 20th and 21st at the Greens Country Club, benefiting the Empower the Veterans Foundation. Please join me Sunday evening for our kickoff party and live country music from the Chad Todd Band. And on Monday, enjoy golf and live entertainment from the Kyle Rayner Band. For event sponsorships or to register your team, go to majored.org. And as I always say, God bless the United States of America. Hoorah!
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
If people are upset with it being called welfare, then maybe don't promote it.
I have a problem with the people who are more offended by accurately describing statism for what it is, more than they are angry about the statism.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Got your hand on the side and said I'm angry.
What the people at home missed is that we just had a protester interrupting us and waving the Mexican flag. Well, my friend, if you love Mexico so much, get your ass over there. I'll buy you the plane ticket.
Vice President J.D. Vance last night at the midterm convention in Dallas. 405-608-4377, Freedom 96.9. And Mark in Meeker, thank you for hanging on, sir. Go ahead.
Lee, I'm having a hard time with the Islam thing. I'm trying to figure out how people can be so blind to it that willfully enter into it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's nothing but evil from what we see. What good can come out of it?
Well, you first have to understand the cultural difference that's going on in the Middle East and has been going on in the Middle East. So there's a cultural difference between what's going on in the Middle East and what goes on here in the United States that encourages Islam. It's really the kind of thing of, okay, when you are in that miserable a part of the country where existence is so meager, it's the only thing you got going for you and Islam tells you it's not your fault. Islam tells you that that it's not your fault. It's the non-believer's fault. So it makes it very easy to have a scapegoat.
Right.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like more of the survival of the fittest is what it sounds like to me, because if everybody that's not one of them is an infidel, then you got a problem right there.
Yes, you do. And again, and if you're told the infidels are the problem, that's just as bad as when Nazi Germany told you it's the Jews that are the problem.
Well, what I don't understand is how come our government
and by the way, they believe that. They believe that too. So,
why would our government?
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A strange visitor turned up in a San Francisco neighborhood, and wildlife rescuers are trying to figure out where it came from.
A yellow-bellied marmot is getting help from a San Francisco wildlife rescue after turning up in a Mission District backyard. Rescuers believed he may have hitched a ride from the Sierra Nevada under a car, possibly after someone visited Lake Tahoe or Burning Man. They simply want to return him home. Anthony Lucero, USA Radio News.
Midwest residents are likely to see monarch butterflies over the next few weeks.
Millions of the orange and black insects are in the midst of an annual migration from Canada to Mexico that peaks during the first few weeks of September. Experts say that residents can help the monarchs on their journey in the future by growing native flowering plants at home. Monarch butterflies average about 50 miles per day as they make their way south for the winter. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
Nothing tests a parent like watching their child suffer from an injury someone else caused. I've sat across from parents who felt guilty, overwhelmed, and completely lost, not knowing what to do next or whether they even had a right to pursue a claim on their child's behalf. Let me be clear, you do. When a child is injured due to someone else's negligence, Oklahoma law provides for important protections. And because children are still developing, injuries that seem minor can have long-term consequences that don't fully show up for years. Cases involving injured children require special care, careful documentation, and a long-term view. Court approval is often required to settle a minor's claim, which is another reason for having the right legal team. Your child deserves someone fighting for their future. Call McIntyre Law at 777-7000 or visit us at McIntyreLaw.com.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. An Edmond man faces serious charges after a child exploitation investigation led by the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office. Investigators say evidence found on electronic devices led them to Casey Atkerson. Deputies with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office arrested him and booked him on one count of manufacturing child sexual abuse material and three counts of lewd molestation. Additional details haven't been released. State officials are encouraging residents to prepare for emergencies as part of National Preparedness Month. The Oklahoma Insurance Department and FEMA are reminding residents to create communication plans, build emergency kits, and identify evacuation routes before disasters occur. Oklahomans are encouraged to sign up for emergency alerts and monitor weather conditions. The awareness campaign runs throughout September with more preparedness resources available through the Oklahoma Insurance Department. More than $95,000 in literacy grants are headed to Oklahoma schools, libraries, and nonprofit organizations from the Dollar General Literacy Foundation. They'll support reading programs across 21 communities statewide. The grants can be used to purchase books, tech, and education materials, and provide teacher training as well. The program is expected to benefit more than 9,500 students and community members. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
You know, new Ford F-Series trucks have been the best-selling trucks in America for 49 years, nearly a half century. Now at Vance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll find new Ford trucks of every model, color, and price, each shown on our website with the lowest estimated monthly payment. You'll also see every discount, rebate, and incentive. Simply go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. On our website, you'll also see hundreds of new Fords and read about our lifetime engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee, free with each purchase. One you'll appreciate once your manufacturer's warranty ends. Free with each purchase. One you're going to appreciate when your manufacturer's warranty ends. And it's good as long as you own your vehicle. Shop new Ford trucks in Guthrie at Vance Country Ford, 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, or go to VanceAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details on lifetime guarantee with approved credit.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
What? Oklahoma County miscounted how much money they had in a reserve fund? And wait a minute, we've got a reserve fund? Lee Matthews coming up with more on that on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. But the drive continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 72. Tomorrow morning will be breezy, but overall expect a hot day with temperatures matching the record high set in 1930. You'll see some sunshine before clouds roll in. The high will reach 102. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 74. Moving into Sunday, prepare for a breezy and hot day as temperatures near the record high of 102, last seen in 2011. Expect plenty of sunshine with a high of 99. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
They're not just the party of little higher taxes, maybe some dumb regulations. They're not the party of FDR or JFK. Hell, they're not even the party of Bill Clinton anymore. Bad the Democrats tip. Are the party of hatred. They're the party that despises America and the people who built it.
Once again, J.D. Vance last night at the midterm convention. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377. What do you think of the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 attack? What has changed? What hasn't changed? I had a pretty good, compelling question from Mark a moment ago about how, okay, why do we allow Islam in our country? Well, we have a freedom of religion. It's that simple. We have a First Amendment. And I don't have a problem with that First Amendment, because I would much rather see people worshiping out in the open and know that's where they are and what they're doing. And it's not just because Islamists believe that a certain amount of death is sacramental. I mean, you could easily find that in other religions as well, and they're still allowed to exist. Religions that allow human sacrifice or animal sacrifice. Religions that allow it is okay to marry a woman under the who's underage. I mean, we know we've seen sects of the Mormon church that does that. We've seen sects of the Baptist church that think it's okay to go around and assault and or kill homosexuals. We've seen that. It's the assault and the killing that is the crime in our United States. Not worshiping it and believing it and doing it are two different things. I get that. What I don't get is when you are tiptoeing around the issue that 9/11 was caused by a religion of hate. A religion who has at its core hate for anyone who doesn't believe as they do. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Jerry.
Jerry, where are you?
I'm in Norman, Oklahoma.
All right, sir. What's on your mind?
I'm originally not from Oklahoma. I am from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you where I was at 9/11. There's only two people that confirm this account, and the other one is dead. I used to work with him. I was working on the Detroit Lions training facility in Melvindale, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I was working 85 feet in the air, and I was seeing a 12-foot diameter louver held by a crane in the peak of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Right across the highway is the Muslim capital of the world, Dearborn, Michigan.
Yeah.
This is 9/11. It is a very busy town, city. Mm-hmm. When we were up there, we did not know what was going on. We were kind of laying there waiting for the crane to come up. When we were looking across, you could see, I'd say 45% of the busy areas were Greenfield Villages, and a couple museums. There was absolutely no traffic whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
There was no people walking through. I mean, this town is always hustle and bustle. We went ahead. We couldn't figure out why this town of Muslims was dead. There was no people, nobody doing nothing.
Yeah.
Schools, no. There was a school and a hospital across the street. No. There was no action at all. We went ahead and we set this louver. Took us maybe 2 hours,
yeah.
2.5 hours. We came down on our lift, came down. They sent us home. They said, they didn't tell us why, but they said, we're shutting down the job. You're going, we got to go home. I did not know till I got home what happened.
Wow.
Okay. But I am a witness of two. The biggest Muslim community in the United States, they knew what was going on.
Yeah.
They can deny it all they want, but I saw it with my own two eyes. That city was dead, and it is one of the busiest cities in the area.
Now, I mean, it's entirely possible that the mosque told the people, don't go out, don't do anything. There is a chance you might have violence against you from angry
this
people.
This was only an hour before it happened.
Oh, now I understand.
This was the morning. This was the morning of it.
Okay.
We didn't know till we came down it happened. This is the day it happened, early morning. There was nothing going on.
No, I was being led to believe that you had worked a whole day and got back home at the end of the day, and I'll be damned, this happened. So
no, sir. We were up there, and while it was happening, we were up in this, in doing this work, and there was.
And you normally would see a hive of activity in that part of town.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, traffic jams and people hustling, bustling, and there was nothing.
Yeah.
So I say, they say they knew nothing about it. Mm. I believe they knew about it here in the United States.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't.
Like I said, there's only two people. There was a man standing next to me.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away, named Jerry Maggie, and myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to let that be known because nobody knows that but me and him.
Jerry, thanks for the call and the testimony on Freedom 96.9. Make it a great weekend. 405-608-4377. So memories of the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 attack. Other things to talk about today, too, include another case of one sibling killing another, this time in Edmond, and this time not over a video game. What? The county miscounted how much money they had in reserve? Did we have a reserve fund? 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews.
Hi, Lee. This is Steve from Enid.
Hi, Steve.
I have spent a lot of time in the Middle East. I'm a professor and an archaeologist.
Ah.
I've spent time in Egypt. I've spent time in Lebanon. I spent time when it was safe 40 years ago. Spent even some time in Syria back then. And I have one more reason why we should not be over-validating this memorial,
mm-hmm.
and that is because it gives them cause for glee. Every time we say, this is the biggest attack on American soil, this is the worst thing that's ever happened, this is like Pearl Harbor, believe me, they don't weep over their kitchen table about this. They feel like, yes, we've done it. Look, we've really hurt the big Satan. And so we have to remember the passing of the dead. But let's not glorify them with our sorrow. You know, Pearl Harbor was not celebrated until long after the Second World War was over.
Yeah.
It was remembered, yes, it was remembered. And it was a cause for movement and a cause for action.
Well,
it was not the somber memorial.
No, it wasn't a somber memorial. If anything, it reinvigorated people's fury against the enemy, which was Japan. And, you know, in this day and age where we lament, oh, what a decision it was to have to decide you were going to bomb all these people when Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Truman didn't think twice about it. He didn't lose any sleep over it. He was more than happy to give them a dose of their own medicine 10 times over. And so were the American people. So,
yes, the American people. So that's just one more reason I think, yes, remember it, but let's not idolize it.
No, I like your word.
I
love your wording of this, over-validating, because that's exactly what's kind of going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I just thought I'd share that.
No,
and,
believe
me, you know, if people could spend time in Israel and see the harmony and see the cooperation and see the young generation that is wanting to live side by side, that they know where their bread is buttered, and it is only the very, very, it's outsiders for the most part in the camps. Which are really cities, they're not camps at all, they're metropolitan areas, that they enlist. That I have as many friends in the West Bank that are Arab as I have on the East. You know, it's just the same. But there's a new day over there, but you see, that frustrates them, and so they're spreading into Europe and into America.
Yeah, yeah.
That ground is no longer as fertile for them. So,
well, it's also happening in Yemen. It's happening in Qatar. It's also you know, all these places. It's all happening, and a lot of it is being brought together. A lot of it, I think, is being brought about by the improved communication we all have in the World Wide Web. Number two, I think it's also being brought about by world commerce. We're all learning that we have to do business with each other, and if we do, it's to our mutual benefit that we do business together.
It is a small world.
Yeah, and we cannot isolate ourselves in ideologies and theocracies that are centuries old and haven't grown or improved in centuries.
people don't understand that the old city of Jerusalem, you can walk there at 10, 11 o'clock at night. Yes, there are armed guards everywhere. Yes, there are people with arms. But it is only the very, very, very few, just like any other city, any other major city, that are criminally minded, that I'd much rather walk through places in Israel than I would Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It'd be much safer. So, anyway, I love your show and appreciate you.
Thank you, Steve. I'm glad you're listening in Enid on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And he's right. It's an overvalidation of what happened. And I also might add about that religion of peace that is centuries old. It hasn't changed in centuries, nor has it reformed itself. Protestantism and the Christian church eventually reformed itself because we were coming out of a dark age. We were coming out of a dark age where only the priests and the high priests at that could read. Therefore, they had access to the sacred information that was written in the sacred texts. Well, once people started learning how to read, that is when the Reformation began, because people were able to read for themselves and formulate their own ideas. Pretty soon they realized, wait a minute, I don't have to have a priest read this for me. I can read it myself. Then it became, I don't necessarily have to pray when I'm in church alone. Then it became, I don't have to necessarily pray with a priest present, and so on and so forth. Well, none of that ever happened in Islam. Ever. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hi, Lee. Pat Thomason from Enid. How are you today?
Good to hear from you, Pat. You're my second consecutive call from that beautiful city.
Yeah, I heard your previous caller. I'll agree with a lot of what he said. But the thing I wanted to comment on was just what we have forgotten with 9/11. It's who attacked us.
Yeah.
And we tend to kind of understate that. We did forget because it was, I'm just going to come out and say it, it was 19 Muslims that killed over 3,000 people.
Oh, and by the way, they weren't all from one country. In fact, most of them were from a number of countries. Two were Saudi Arabian. One was Egyptian. One was a French Moroccan, and so on and so forth.
Exactly. So what's the common thread? It's Muslims and Islam.
Right.
Am I saying all Muslims are evil? No.
No.
I'm saying Islam is evil.
Yeah.
Right? And we need
to call it what it is, and we need to make sure that when you talk about 9/11 and the 25th anniversary of 9/11, that is what caused it.
Exactly.
It wasn't a trade imbalance. It wasn't racism. It wasn't an economic disparity. It wasn't a military aggression to take over property or land. It wasn't repatriating someone who had been unpatriated. It was a religious attack.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What I've been saying for years is that in America, we should ban Islam. And a lot of people say, well, the Constitution doesn't allow that. Not so fast. Does the Constitution allow ideologies that murder people and attempt to overthrow our Constitution? Because that is exactly what Islam seeks to do. So, in my opinion, the Constitution does allow the banning of Islam. And, oh, by the way, it's not actually a religion. It's a system of government. So, got that going
for you. That too. That's what I mean when I say theocracy. It is not just a religion.
Exactly.
It is a religion that is also an all-encompassing system of government that is as oppressive as communism is, if not more so, because of the way it treats women and children. And but at the same time, I just mildly disagree with the thought of getting rid of it, because you do have a right to worship and believe as you please. When you act on it, that's when it becomes the crime.
And that's true, 100% true. But
yeah.
Again, knowing that the ideology itself, where it leads, that's where I think, you know, we have the grounds to say you either renounce that, or if you choose to adhere to it, time to leave.
Thank you for the call, Pat. Have a good weekend in Enid on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Dave writes, Lee, you've been talking about how American culture was formed on an idea that man is flawed. The reactions of the members of the jury of the Lindsey Clancy trial in an inevitable product of the godless worldview that insists man is basically good. When someone commits an evil as horrific as what Lindsey Clancy did, the explanation can't simply be that she was wicked. It has to be, oh, it was the medication or a disorder or some other external cause. Anything but sin, anything but human depravity. If man is basically good, then evil must always be explained away rather than recognized for what it is, the wickedness of the human heart. Dave, you said it better than I could. And thanks a lot for listening to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Prayers once again for my dear sister-in-law. She's got an infection now in some of the orthopedic things that she's had to have done over the many years that she's had to have them done. And the only saving grace that I sit back and say to myself at the end of the day is it's at least she's not financially strapped. She signed up for and made sure she had everything coming her way, supplements and everything when it came to health insurance before she actually applied for the Medicare. And I don't know if that's the way to do it, but she did have the help of people helping her out in and around her neighborhood. And in and around your neighborhood, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group is here to help you do that as well. Utilize their services, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make right before you sign up for Medicare. And you know you got Medicare coming if you were born in 1961, getting the phone calls, getting the emails, getting the texts. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will come up with a plan for you. 405-848-5790. The last thing on your mind should be, how am I going to pay for this? 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Oklahoma's listening to Fox News.
The new Freedom 96.9 welcomes Fox News starting Monday, September 21st, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on Oklahoma City's 100,000 watt FM. The new Freedom 96.9.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are falling into savings and can't wait to see you at the Oklahoma State Fair September 17th through the 27th. The best deals and the biggest savings are happening all month long on all Bad Boy and Yanmar mowers, tractors, and UTVs. Beat the crowds and come shop with us now. Tractor Bob's, I-240 Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
You know, new Ford F-Series trucks have been the best-selling trucks in America for 49 years, nearly a half century. Now at Vance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll find new Ford trucks of every model, color, and price, each shown on our website with the lowest estimated monthly payment. You'll also see every discount, rebate, and incentive. Simply go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. On our website, you'll also see hundreds of new Fords and read about our lifetime engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee free with each purchase. One you'll appreciate once your manufacturer's warranty ends. Free with each purchase. One you're going to appreciate when your manufacturer's warranty ends. And it's good as long as you own your vehicle. Shop new Ford trucks in Guthrie at Vance Country Ford, 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, or go to VanceAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details on lifetime guarantee with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
I would unleash the Mossad to do what they were doing early on, go back to the assassination squads. They're trying to kill the president and his family. They're trying to get our European assets and our allies in Europe. We know the threats are everywhere. The Mossad knows exactly where these people are. Thankfully, they have Iranians who have, are willing to be double agents for them. I would like to go back to that.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377. Yesterday I told you about a 15-year-old Dell City boy who killed his 25-year-old brother over a video game. Now comes another case of fratricide. Word of the day. Fratricide. To kill one's brother or sister. An 11-year-old girl was arrested overnight after she allegedly shot and killed her 15-year-old brother in Edmond. No one seems to know why or what. They were living in a very nice neighborhood in the Edmond area, and the neighbors are quite shocked that such a heinous crime has taken place in their neighborhood. Edmond police said they're looking at every avenue to determine whether more arrests or charges can be brought. But because the case involves two minors, much of the details of the case have not been released. So we don't know if it was accidental. It seems like they would have said so if not, and that the two, the 15-year-old and the 11-year-old, were home alone at the time of the shooting. Whether that has anything to do with it or not, I don't know. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And we're remembering the 25th anniversary of 9/11. It's Bob in Arcadia. Thank you for hanging on.
Hey, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
You know, to your point about how this is becoming more of a visible problem to Americans, this thing has been around for a long time. I think your points about communication and business, you could add a third point, high-speed jet travel.
Yeah.
And so this exposure to Islam is only going to get worse. But do you remember the Pope? I think it was 600 A.D. that said that Islam is the only religion spread by the sword.
I do remember that, yes. Yes,
and it,
and it is.
Echoed it,
and it is, and it still is.
I know.
Yeah.
It makes me furious when I see those coexist bumper stickers, because mm-hmm. every element on there wants to get along, except there's one that wants to eliminate all the others on that sticker.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
People are uneducated about what they're dealing with.
I agree. I agree. And even, you know, when you start calling, it's the religion of peace. I know there's several people in my neighborhood that are Islamists and they're nonviolent. And, okay, I get that. Are the women allowed to do what the women want, or do they have to go around with only their eyes showing?
Right.
You know, I remember there was a rental house in the Matthews Mansion neighborhood, and an Islamist family lived there, and they were very strict because the woman and the man all dressed in their full regalia, which I didn't have a problem with, but you never saw them interacting with anybody else, which I understand, okay, because we're all infidels. And then the children would get out and play. And the little boys were allowed to wear whatever they wanted, but the little girl always had to be in the burqa or the whatever they call the full clothes. And when she would skateboard by my house, she would cover her face. And I thought that is, first of all, she's covering her face so I won't see it. Number two, she was only 9 or 10 years old. So why would, you know, if I am attracted to a 9 or 10 year old, I should be locked up and put in jail, but in her culture, that's normal. So, you know, to me, that is as oppressive as the other traditions in their faith of killing the infidel.
Right.
Yeah.
And if they're going to move here and not assimilate, then I think people need to take a stronger look at that.
Well, I agree.
Because it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, because that's one of the aspects of their culture. I mentioned the cultural aspect that, and that's it. That's one of them.
Right.
It's a cultural difference and a religious difference.
You know, they train them this way. You remember that training handbook?
Mm-hmm.
You know, open a small business, shave your beard, let your children play with the neighbor's kids.
Yeah.
You know, we all have it in our neighborhoods. I had two houses in my neighborhood like that. So.
Well, and I'm not saying that means there's terrorists everywhere, but thank you, Bob.
KQOP in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Officials trying to determine what happened to roughly $11 million in Oklahoma County. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. J.D. Vance is outlining his vision for America's future. Mark Mayfield fills us in.
Speaking at the Republican National Committee's 2026 midterm convention in Dallas, Vance reflected on the recent birth of his son.
And so, to the radicals who wish to abolish my family and the thousands and millions of other families all across our country, we have a simple message for them. Stay the hell away from our kids.
Vance went after Democratic candidates running for Congress, warning of the consequences if they win in November. The convention comes as control of the House and Senate are up for grabs.
The Cato Institute estimates the Democratic Socialists of America's agenda could cost as much as $212 trillion over 10 years. The estimate covers proposals including Medicare for All, the Green New Deal, expanding housing and utilities, education, and federal jobs guarantee. Cato says paying for the plans would require higher taxes. North Carolina Senate candidate Roy Cooper recently declined to sign a pledge rejecting socialism, saying Democrats need to stay united to regain control of government. Cooper also made these comments on an undercover video.
I think we need to have all kinds of hopes to be a part of our party, particularly now when we're in such difficult straits.
Cooper says Democrats need a broad political spectrum, including members who disagree on ideology. NBC's Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie referred to her missing mother in the past tense while discovering her Irish heritage.
I love that we're all going. I've never been to Ireland. My mother's family, my mother was Irish. Her grandmother, they were from Galway.
Nancy Guthrie has been missing since February, and authorities say the investigation remains active. The Today Show will broadcast live from Ireland on Friday, October 16, 2026. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is the Money Minute. I'm Alan Johnson. 1 minute, your money, and here's what mattered this week. The national debt is now above $40 trillion, and Washington tried to push long-term interest rates down by increasing Treasury bond buybacks. And you know what? It worked for about a day. Then rates moved right back up at the Federal Reserve. There's another number worth watching. The money supply, M2, is growing at about 5.4% from a year ago, and that's the fastest pace in roughly 4 years. And the metals noticed. And gold has been trading above $4,600 an ounce, while silver has been pushing nearly 70. Now, none of that tells us what's happening next week. But put it together. $40 trillion in debt, high borrowing cost, a growing money supply, and precious metals moving higher. Those are the numbers I'll be watching. I'm Alan Johnson, and that's the Money Minute, presented by Heritage Gold Partners at 833-577-4653.
Freedom Local Coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Residents north of McLeod are back home after a wildfire burned about 25 acres and prompted evacuations Wednesday evening. Firefighters from 15 departments worked alongside aerial crews to contain the blaze. The cause of the fire has yet to be released. Oklahoma County officials are trying to determine what happened to roughly $11 million that was previously believed to be sitting in a reserve fund. The latest concern stems from another accounting issue uncovered by the county clerk's office. Earlier this year, officials announced they discovered a $14 million bookkeeping error, but county leaders now say much of that money may not actually exist in available reserves. The county's budget evaluation team is expected to revisit the issue next week. Diesel prices in Oklahoma have reached record highs, creating challenges for businesses, truckers, and consumers, with AAA reporting the statewide average for diesel now around $5.49 a gallon. Experts warn that higher fuel costs could affect transport, agriculture, and consumer prices, with drivers being encouraged to look for fuel discounts and keep vehicles properly maintained to improve fuel economy. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Don't miss the savings at H&H Shooting Sports this month. I'm Lee Matthews. The Smith & Wesson M&P Shield Plus 9mm bundle with six total mags and a Save Your Range bag is on sale for $444.99. The Beretta A300 Ultima 12-gauge shotgun, now just $849.99. And you've got to check out the great deals in the safe department, where you can take 15% off all Liberty Colonial Series safes. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Remembering the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 attack and our annual terrorist takedown on Firearms Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, and coming up as part of The Drive, which continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 72. Tomorrow morning will be breezy, but overall expect a hot day with temperatures matching the record high set in 1930. You'll see some sunshine before clouds roll in. The high will reach 102. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 74. Moving into Sunday, prepare for a breezy and hot day as temperatures near the record high of 102, last seen in 2011. Expect plenty of sunshine with a high of 99. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
September 11th, 2001. 25 years ago, a day etched into our hearts forever. A day we witnessed unspeakable evil, but also saw the very best of the human spirit through incredible bravery and sacrifice. Here at the new Freedom 96.9, we honor the heroes, remember the lives lost, and celebrate the resilience of our nation. We commemorate this day through the healing power of freedom. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, big number one on the list is the anniversary, the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 attack. And earlier in the program, we had a call from someone who used a word that I liked. And the word was, well, it's not a word itself, it's a term. Overvalidating. And he made the point that every time we take it like a 25th anniversary of this event and make a bigger deal of it, it makes those who did the attack and those who financed the attack and those who participated in the attack and those who would like to participate in other attacks, it makes them even happier. We didn't do this for Pearl Harbor until long after the war was over. The anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor, it was a flashpoint. It angered people in the United States. So much so that when they saw pictures of the bombing of Hiroshima, their first thought was, well, if they hadn't bombed Pearl Harbor, they wouldn't get this. Now, can we kind of make Iran the focal point of all that? Because a lot of Iranian money went into the financing of what became 9/11. Yeah, we sure can. Which is why I maybe thought that in hopes of, in honor of those who died in 9/11, we would, I don't know, take out some bridges, a power plant, I don't know, something. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9.
Frank, you're on 9, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, big fan, come on.
And our good friend, Trucker Ted in Prague. Pick me up a kolache while you're there.
Just rolling through. I'm short on time. I'm trying to get home tonight.
I understand. It's Friday. Everybody is.
Hey, first let's talk about the elephant in the room. What's this about 24/7 Fox News? Is that out in the top and the bottom of the hour, or are we going to lose our Eric Erickson and?
Oh no! That's top and bottom of the hour.
Okay.
We are going to be a Fox affiliate, an affiliate of Fox News, and I could not be happier. I will have access to a lot of their news reporters, and we already have Brian Kilmeade, so we'll end up getting even more. The content will be better. We'll have access to their breaking news, because when I was over there. Yeah. We were a Fox affiliate. Well, now they don't even break and use Fox's breaking news anymore. They don't do any of that anymore because they don't have the bodies to make it happen.
So will we get Sean?
No. Sean actually syndicates himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's a bummer, but okay.
Yeah. His radio show, and it's the same with Glenn Beck. He syndicates himself.
Okay.
Yeah, and they already have big deals with the guys over there.
So,
which in this case, nobody can hear, and now nobody's listening anyway. So,
right.
Yeah.
Dead air.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, so what's on the agenda this weekend?
Well, I was thinking I'd come around at 12 with some Puerto Rican girls. It's just dying to meet you.
I got it this week.
Yeah, you got it this week. What about you? Do you have to work all weekend? You truckers never stop.
No, I should be. If I get down here to the Ardmore and get this wagon dropped, I hope to make it home by 9 o'clock when my time runs out. So, and then I'm off until probably Sunday night, Monday morning.
Okay, good.
I got plans on watching OU bump on the University of Michigan.
Okay. That'll be more of a game than last week.
Well, I hope they curb stomp them.
Yeah. Oh, Michigan?
I hope OU curb stomps Michigan.
Okay.
I honestly do.
I hope they curb stomp LSU, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, I care less about that game other than you're the fan. I hope LSU curb stomps OU.
No. I'm the other way around. I'm not an LSU fan. I went to the rival school in LSU in Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was a raging Cajun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're like me. I'm a MSU Spartan. So
there you go. It's the same kind of thing, except the MSU Spartan, the Spartans and University of Michigan, aren't they of comparable size and enrollment?
No, Michigan's got more. They call us little brother.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, we're kind of like along the same lines of OSU. We started out as an agricultural college.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why they look down their noses at us.
Yeah. My school was largely, oil sciences. So geology, petrochemical, chemical engineering, big nursing program. In fact, most nurses would rather have gone to ULLA, University of Louisiana Lafayette, than LSU. And then LSU had the medical school. So if you wanted to be a doctor, you went to LSU. If you wanted to be a nurse, you went to ULLA because they had a better nursing school. LSU had an enrollment when I was going to college of about 60,000, and my college had an enrollment of about 40,000. But I think that's way down. I think LSU is now 40,000 to ULLA's 20,000. But it's kind of the same thing.
Okay, my next question is, have you heard anything about this new sustained wave that is supposed to be hitting the California coast? I can't remember what they called it, but it's some wave that is supposed to last for several days, if not weeks, that is a precursor to the El Nino.
It's supposed to have
erosion.
I did see that. I didn't know that it's supposed to be catastrophic. I thought it was going to maybe there'll be some higher tides than they normally see there, but I don't know that it's going to be like a tsunami.
No, it's not tsunami, but they're saying there's going to be a lot of erosion. I think it was Palo Alto has brought out a what do they call those? Not a local disaster type thing. So that they can get to start preparing for the El Nino and doing some beach work.
I think a lot of it has to do with the sustained winds blowing. I mean, it creates a storm surge like a hurricane does. And then when it hits land, it blows all this water up against the land.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know whether you knew anything about it or had gotten a little more information or anything about
That's all I know. I mean, right now, that's all I know, and I've been through hurricanes, so I thought, well, okay, you guys need to get with the program. This happens all the time.
It doesn't affect us.
No. I wish it did. I wish it'd bring us some rain, but no.
Oh, they got a bunch of it up there in Tulsa yesterday.
Good. We need it everywhere.
I was at a store and had couldn't unload for about an hour and a half because of the lightning being close to me, and ended up working in about 3 inches of water in the parking lot.
Wow.
So,
yeah. Well, have a good weekend, Trucker Ted, and thank you for listening to Freedom 96.9 and starting your weekend with Lee Matthews and The Drive. I used to make fun of homeowners insurance salesmen as greasy, wiry, egghead kind of guys with bad breath. That myth was put to bed when I started doing business with my current insurance company, because my insurance company agent's quite an attractive woman. That being said, some of the things that the company she works for are doing is a little like the wiry little eggheads with the bad breath. It's Lee Matthews for McRoof, McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. And my good friend Scott McCollum and his wife know it all too well, because she's the one that has to deal with most of the insurance companies. But here's how they go about it. They come out, do an inspection, and determine what needs to be done. Inevitably, your house needs upgrades. They're there to provide the upgrades, not because it's going to cost more, because it's going to fortify your roof or whatever is going on with your house to better handle anything that the weather can be thrown at it in the future. And your insurance company will like to hear that. McRoof's been doing business for over 40 years here in Oklahoma, and they will be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense to help you through the whole process. 405-877-7663. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
In November, the nation will make their voices heard at the ballot box. Every day, OKC makes their voices heard here on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Every stop on Route 66 has something, but this one's got a little bit of everything. A giant wheel that's hard to miss. A midway buzzing with rides and games. Music, livestock, and something fried in every direction. Welcome to
Midway, you're the mother road.
The Oklahoma State Fair, where every day is worth the trip. Starting with Thrifty Thursdays, sponsored by Tinker Federal Credit Union on both Thursdays. Celebrate Military Monday, Taste of the Fair Tuesday, with $4 admission and select food items. Senior Day on Wednesday, save every day with our little book of big deals. A $250 value for just $5. The Oklahoma State Fair, September 17th through the 27th. Official soft drink of the Oklahoma State Fair.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast calling for clear skies tonight, low 74, sunny tomorrow and hot, high of 97. Tomorrow night, 76 the low, into Sunday sunny, high of 100. Monday sunny at a high of 101. It's 94 at Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's talk radio. Yesterday I told you about the closed door hearings lawmakers were conducting when it comes to actions against Representative Danny Williams and what they should do to him for his ethics violations. Well, they are out now with their recommendations to the House Speaker for actions against Representative Danny Williams. Danny Williams, we don't really know what he's accused of, just inappropriate behavior with whom we don't know, how often we don't know, and when it happened we don't know. We do know he's up for re-election, and so far he's not been taken off the ballot. Nondoc's first reporting surrounding several allegations that Williams had been facing an investigation was conducted, and that when House Speaker Kyle Hilbert sent out a letter which stated that Williams was to be suspended from committees and he had to move his office out of the state capitol, were out earlier this morning. The biggest issue that others have expressed is that Williams is still on the ballot in November, and nobody knows the specifics of the allegations yet. Lawmakers decided not to say what the allegations were going to be. All he has to do, though, is be removed from committees upon which he was a member, and he's got to move his office in the state capitol building. They didn't say if he has to move it out of the state capitol building. He may be being punished that he has to move his office down to the boiler room or something along those lines. But that looks to be all the recommendation is. Now, whether or not that recommendation will be followed is also up for question. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. What reserve fund? Well, the Oklahoma County County Commission miscounted how much money is in the reserve fund. I didn't know we had a reserve fund, but those details coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. I know you've been alive long enough to have dealt with people who sell cars that are like this, the ones that are looking you in the eye and lying to you. And nowadays, they don't even look you in the eye and lie to you. They want to send you a text and lie to you because they don't even want to sit across the table from you. That's how impersonal buying a vehicle is. Well, that hasn't changed at Frontier Auto Group. I'm Lee Matthews. Frontier Auto Group is here to talk to you in person, one-on-one, and they even want to set aside time where they can give you their individual attention. So call 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355. Pick out the car you want online. They'll have it within 24 hours, and then you can go over it and start the process together. Just minutes from Oklahoma City and wherever you are, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout, FrontierMotor.net, the website, Frontier Auto Group. They still do things the small-town way, and you'll love doing business with the Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355.
Oklahoma's listening to Fox News.
The new Freedom 96.9 welcomes Fox News starting Monday, September 21st, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on Oklahoma City's 100,000-watt FM. The new Freedom 96.9.
You know, new Ford F-Series trucks have been the best-selling trucks in America for 49 years, nearly a half century. Now at Vance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll find new Ford trucks of every model, color, and price, each shown on our website with the lowest estimated monthly payment. You'll also see every discount, rebate, and incentive. Simply go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. On our website, you'll also see hundreds of new Fords and read about our lifetime engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee free with each purchase. One you'll appreciate once your manufacturer's warranty ends. Free with each purchase. One you're going to appreciate when your manufacturer's warranty ends. And it's good as long as you own your vehicle. Shop new Ford trucks in Guthrie at Vance Country Ford, 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, or go to VanceAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details on lifetime guarantee with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's talk radio. Freedom's First News.
Hey, y'all, it's Aaron Brobeck. Hope it's a great weekend. Coming up on your Monday morning, we'll recap the Ride to Remember. Hundreds of bikers turning out to honor those killed in the Oklahoma City bombing. We'll also cover all the news and headlines you may have missed over the weekend and really deep dive into those stories that directly impact you, your family, and your wallet. There's a lot to talk about, and it all starts on Monday morning at 7 o'clock on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9 Active Weather Forecast, calling for clear skies tonight. Low of 74, sunny and hot tomorrow, high 97. Tomorrow night, 76 the low, rather. Into Sunday, sunny, high of 100. Monday, sunny, high of 101. 94 right now at Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And Lee Matthews with the drive. Michael in Elk City, thank you for hanging on.
Hey, Lee. So, I wanted to call you about 9/11. That year I started driving a truck.
Mm-hmm.
I had two major things happen while I started my career. First one was Dale Earnhardt died the day I graduated truck driving. Well, that weekend.
Wow.
I graduated truck driving. And then 9/11 happened.
Wow.
But I worked for a company that used to do a lot of business in Laredo. And I remember heading towards Dallas a couple of days before 9/11, and they had had an office building that had been raided by the FBI, and they found out they were involved with some shady dealings with Hamas because they sold computer parts or something. Well, then they said there was something major that they learned or something like that in the news, because it was in the local Dallas station, the big one there. And so after that, a couple of days later, I was driving from Dallas to Fort Smith, Arkansas, because that was the weekend that OU and Tulsa were going to play. At the time, I lived in Tulsa, and I was a Tulsa University fan and an OU fan as well. So it was, you know, that was the weekend they were going to play,
yeah.
And I was taken off. And I was delivering metal to a place that was right across from the base there in Fort Smith.
Oh, yeah. Fort Chaffee, yeah.
Fort Chaffee, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you could see the base from the place I was delivering to, and they were unloading me, and they were in a hurry. They just kept coming real quick. And so while I was sitting there closing my doors, and the guy hands me my paper, and he shuts the door, and they started locking doors. I didn't know what was going on. Because it just so happened that week before, the radio died in my big truck. So I didn't know anything was going on. And as I was doing that, I saw a commercial jet come flying over. And I was like, what in the world, you know? But I thought, maybe they, you know, received, you know, planes, whatever. Well, my mother had called me when I was getting back on the highway. And she's like, you're heading home. She goes, they took the damn towers down. I was like,
wow.
What are you talking about? I didn't know. And so I got in back into Oklahoma, God's country, went to the truck up in Roland, the pilot there, and watched. And when I got into the truck stop, I had just gotten right after the second tower had fell. And it was weird for like a month after that.
Yep.
We'd always had a lot of Sikhs, and we still do, that mm-hmm. drive trucks.
Yep.
I didn't see one forever. Because they were being, you know, I'm sure other people were attacking them or whatever.
They were staying at home so they wouldn't be attacked.
Well, that's what I meant, though. You know, they were being told to stay away,
yeah.
Or whatever. But I never, and I tell you what, that was, and I grew up, and I was in high school during the Oklahoma City bombing, and it kind of felt that eerie, because I remember mm-hmm. watching the news at night. I tell you what, I never did find out I never heard any more about that office building in Dallas that had gotten raided. And I've tried looking for stories about that for a long time. Still don't see anything about it. And I wonder if that had something to do with it, because they said that they had stopped some major incidents or something like that.
Yeah, I was living and working in Fort Smith when 9/11 happened, and it was... it was the day of, they scrambled a couple of jets from the Air National Guard there at Fort Chaffee. They scrambled them to escort a plane into Fort Smith Airport. And a suspect was taken into custody. A suspected terrorist was taken into custody. I don't know what happened to him either, because we were never told what happened after that. They held him in Fort Smith there in the county jail for about a day, and then the FBI came and got him, and that was the last we heard of or saw him.
Well, and like that deal with Dallas, I often wonder, you know, because I've heard a couple of people that were talking about 9/11 for years saying that we knew something major was going to happen, but we didn't know what. And we had been on more alert than normal at that time, but they didn't realize it was that kind of a situation. But I've often wondered about that. You know, what the heck happened there? And I tell you what, I've not felt anything like that since then. But I'm with you. You know, yes, it happened. We need to remember a little bit. We need to stop dwelling in it for a week at a time. Now, we used to do that for a while, a week before and a week after, but now we've kind of, I think we're starting to, yes, we still need to remember that it happened.
I don't have a problem remembering it happened, but over-validating it is what we need to avoid. Thank you very much, Michael, in Elk City. Have a good weekend. Freedom 96.9 Firearms Friday is coming up next.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. An 11-year-old girl has been arrested in connection with the fatal shooting of her 15-year-old brother in an Oklahoma City suburb. Police responded Wednesday night to a home and found the boy dead. The investigation remains ongoing, and authorities have not released additional details about what led to the shooting. The Girl Scouts will launch two new cookies for the 2027 season, including one for dogs.
The dog treat is called Patch Pals and was developed with the dog subscription box company Bark. It's described as a soft-baked blueberry muffin-flavored treat. For humans, there's going to be a new allergy-friendly cookie called Sparkables. Created with allergy-friendly Partake, it's an oatmeal cookie with chocolate chips that avoids the major food allergens like peanuts, eggs, and milk. Both new treats will be available online only starting January the 12th. I'm Mark Neufeld.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
Nothing tests a parent like watching their child suffer from an injury someone else caused. I've sat across from parents who felt guilty, overwhelmed, and completely lost, not knowing what to do next or whether they even had a right to pursue a claim on their child's behalf. Let me be clear, you do. When a child is injured due to someone else's negligence, Oklahoma law provides for important protections. And because children are still developing, injuries that seem minor can have long-term consequences that don't fully show up for years. Cases involving injured children require special care, careful documentation, and a long-term view. Court approval is often required to settle a minor's claim, which is another reason for having the right legal team. Your child deserves someone fighting for their future. Call McIntyre Law at 777-7000 or visit us at McIntyreLaw.com.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Residents north of McLeod are back home after a wildfire burned about 25 acres and prompted evacuations Wednesday evening. Firefighters from 15 departments worked alongside aerial crews to contain the blaze. The cause of the fire has yet to be released. Oklahoma County officials are trying to determine what happened to roughly $11 million that was previously believed to be sitting in a reserve fund. The latest concern stems from another accounting issue uncovered by the county clerk's office. Earlier this year, officials announced they discovered a $14 million bookkeeping error, but county leaders now say much of that money may not actually exist in available reserves. The county's budget evaluation team is expected to revisit the issue next week. Diesel prices in Oklahoma have reached record highs, creating challenges for businesses, truckers, and consumers, with AAA reporting the statewide average for diesel now around $5.49 a gallon. Experts warn that higher fuel costs could affect transport, agriculture, and consumer prices, with drivers being encouraged to look for fuel discounts and keep vehicles properly maintained to improve fuel economy. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
What a great day to be an American! Major Ed Polito coming in hot and inviting you to participate in the 16th annual Major Ed Invitational on September 20th and 21st at the Greens Country Club, benefiting the Empower the Veterans Foundation. Please join me Sunday evening for our kickoff party and live country music from the Chad Todd Band, and on Monday enjoy golf and live entertainment from the Kyle Rayner Band. For event sponsorships or to register your team, go to majored.org. And as I always say, God bless the United States of America. Hoorah!
When you give to OMRF, 100% of your dollars are used to fuel medical research and create discoveries in the fight against cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and more. And with every tax-deductible donation, you can also receive an Oklahoma tax credit of up to $2,000. The more you give, the more you save. And the more we help everyday people live longer, healthier lives. Make a difference today by donating at omrf.org.
Lindsay Clancy's lawyer is now defending her husband from social media attacks. I'll tell you why as the drive continues in 30 seconds. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 72. Tomorrow morning will be breezy, but overall expect a hot day with temperatures matching the record high set in 1930. You'll see some sunshine before clouds roll in. The high will reach 102. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 74. Moving into Sunday, prepare for a breezy and hot day as temperatures near the record high of 102, last seen in 2011. Expect plenty of sunshine with a high of 99. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation as we remember the 25th anniversary of 9/11 on Firearms Friday. Brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. I'm Lee Matthews along with my good friend and coach, Dave the Marine.
Come and see your war face. You got a war face? Ah!
An entire generation has come and gone in the midst of that attack on 9/11, David, and then it's a generation that doesn't even remember it.
Yeah, we were told never forget.
Yeah.
But we need to remember how we were attacked. And here, 25 years later, we got a Muslim as mayor of New York City.
Yeah.
Now, how does that happen?
I agree. And by the way, the terrorists haven't forgotten.
Oh, no. And they're not even done yet.
That's why you need to be ready for it. And today, on Firearms Friday, we go over our annual Terrorist Takedown 2026.
No matter what gun you have a terrorist takedown tool. We went from a pocket 22 to a shotgun, your duck gun, and a scoped rifle.
We take some targets, too, that we printed up of some of the faces of the terrorists, and that kind of adds the motivation. So it might be something you can do to spice up your next trip to the range.
Yeah, you can get them online or even make your own.
Mm-hmm.
I found some. Some were like little sniper targets in a little reduced size. It simulated like a 200-yard shot. We use that for the scoped rifle. But whatever you want to use, you know, to get you out the range, kind of give an added, layer of challenge, for you next time you go.
David, do you have a tactical tip of the week?
Be sure that you are terrorist takedown accurate with any gun and every gun that you own. If you have a handgun, you got to be able to make a hit at 15 yards, first time, every time. Shotgun, 50 yards with a slug. You got a rifle, 100 yards, first shot, every shot. Make sure you can make those shots because you never know the next terrorist takedown is going to be necessary.
Have a look at our terrorist takedown video blog, which is posted at freedom969.com, on my Facebook page, also on my X profile. Anytime you are going through your private lessons, anybody asks something specific about how to take down a terrorist?
They often ask, how far away is it justified to shoot at somebody? And my answer is, depends what they're doing, to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get better with any gun you have, we can do that. Private lesson is the best way to get better faster. Find out how at OKCFireAndTraining.com, OKC Fire and Training on Facebook, or text 405-740-7447. As always, guns for everybody.
Mike Rush, General Manager at H&H Shooting Sports. You guys at H&H love your bundles.
That is so true, Lee. We do love our bundles. We've got the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield Plus. That's a great concealed carry handgun, Lee. 9mm, 3-inch barrel. This bundle is going to come with the 110-round mag, 5.13-round magazines, and the shooting case all included. And that bag is made by Savior, so it's a high-quality bag. $444.99 on that bundle.
As we always say, Mo Shots is Mo Betta. And a Mo Betta shotgun from Beretta?
The Beretta A300 has turned out to be a wonderful gun for hunting or security. We've got the A300 Ultima two different ways this month, Lee. Synthetic furniture 12-gauge, that's black,
mm-hmm.
$849.99. Or we've got the Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Camouflage, $869.99. And that's also 12-gauge.
And Beretta's been known for great shotguns for their entire existence, I think.
On a side note, Beretta's 500th birthday
this year.
I have no idea. Goodness. Yeah. No matter what you own, no matter what you have, you need to keep it safe.
We've got the Liberty Colonial Series safes made by Liberty here in America. 15% off this monthly.
And delivery and installation available with the safe purchases from H&H Shooting Sports, who brings you Firearms Friday. On Freedom 96.9.
Guns and ammo for everybody.
Right on. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Ha! Guess the old gal still got it. All six right in the 10 ring.
What do you think of the 25th anniversary of 911 and Lindsay Clancy's lawyer now defending her husband from social media attacks? Thoughts on that and anything else you want to chat about? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Don't get me wrong. Okay, I don't have a problem with Medicare. I am anti-socialized medicine because everywhere it has been tried, it has proven to be an inferior way of treating the public. And if you don't believe me, look at all the Canadians that come across the border to get their medical attention here in the United States. Okay, that said, Medicare is not socialized medicine. Socialized medicine you don't pay for. Okay, it's just provided for you. Medicare you've paid for over the years of your working. And if you were born in 1961, I know you're getting a lot of phone calls and emails and texts and people trying to confuse you when it comes to signing up for Medicare. Don't be. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. One call, the best you'll make all year, and the Well-Preserved Advisory Group team will put together a plan that'll work for you. Call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. And don't worry about what the socialists are trying to do. You'll be taken care of, courtesy of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Elections come in November, but your voice matters every single day. Stand up, tune in, and make yourself heard. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Pollard Farms' 29th Annual Female Production Sale is Saturday, September 19th at noon in Wacomas. Pollard Farms will offer 107 registered Angus lots, including young fall pairs, fall yearling open heifers, spring open heifers, donor dams, spring-bred cows with calves, and more. This is your chance to own Pollard Farms' prominent genetics. The Pollard Farms' 29th Annual Female Production Sale, Saturday, September 19th at noon at the ranch in Wacomas. View the sale book at mcsauction.com or pollardfarms.com.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Oklahoma's listening to Fox News.
The new Freedom 96.9 welcomes Fox News starting Monday, September 21st, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on Oklahoma City's 100,000 watt FM. The new Freedom 96.9.
It's been 1 week since you looked.
Can't wait for that to happen. Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Your thoughts on the over-validation of 9/11 and the remembrance of 9/11. I believe in remembering it. I believe in learning from it. I also believe in pointing out when it appears we haven't learned from it, which I believe in many cases we have not. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, your calls. Bridget writes, Lee, the hijackers weren't only one nationality. Some were Saudi Arabian, some were Emirati, some were Egyptian and Lebanese, Pakistani mastermind, Yemeni coordinator, French Moroccan and the pilot, Bin Laden, Saudi. Three of them studied in German, different passports. but one ideology. Awad came out of Hamas-linked network. CARE was later a name that was later named an unindicted co-conspirator in America's largest terror financing trial. But what do they all have in common? Islamic fundamentalism. And Bridget, that's why I'm losing patience with schools that refuse to teach that and schools that refuse to acknowledge that, because they think they're being unfair to Islam. They're not. 405-608-4377. Marvin writes, Lee, I was thinking about your caller the other day about water and data centers. Water out in western Oklahoma is a major concern, especially now. Experts say we can't recharge our aquifer, but I think we can do more to help it. We need more wetlands and more ways to hold floodwater instead of letting it all run off. Keep the water here. Let it slowly soak back into the ground. I bet it would refill the aquifer over time. I'm all for data centers. We need more jobs in this state, but let's be smart about it. We've been told the lottery, marijuana, and the Thunder, Remington Park, the turnpikes would all bring prosperity to Oklahoma. And we're still waiting. This time, let's have a real plan that brings jobs and protects the water we depend upon. Marvin, I don't have an argument with any of that. I don't have an argument with being cautious or being very careful. I have a problem with being hysterical in relation to propaganda that is coming from China, trying to make it seem like data centers are going to rob our utilities and all of our water. That's what I have a problem with. So we don't need, I'm saying we don't need to worry so much about water anymore, because a mandate has been pressed by our governor that and a law signed that the data centers will have to prove how they're going to provide their own water and how they're going to provide their own electricity. And that's also been mandated nationally. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hello. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. David, Northwest Oklahoma City.
Hello, David. Good to hear from you, sir.
Hi. Hey, Lee, just a quick point on extremism on any religion is a dangerous thing.
It is.
Islam being Christianity.
It is. I mean, we've seen in the northwestern part of our state extremism from the IDF, from the LDS Church, Latter-day Saints, okay? They're moving into some of the towns in western Oklahoma, and they're slowly taking over those towns and getting a little too suspiciously close to some of the junior high schools and the young girls in those junior high schools. Just up there in Kansas, we had the extreme Southern Baptist Church that was advocating killing homosexuals. So, yeah, there is extremism. You're right about that.
Exactly. And, for years, you've had Christians, so-called Christians in this country that wore white hoods.
Oh, yeah.
White costumes.
Yeah. And boy, did they think they were doing the work of God.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they're hiding behind the word. That's the key.
Right.
Thinking that they can do anything they want to do in that name. But extremism, I mean, I don't think I'm not versed on Islam by no means, but I don't really think that it's such a violent religion, because many Muslim people in this country are not violent people.
Well, that's because our laws would arrest them and throw them in jail, where they would not be able to do anything. So, yeah.
But our laws also prevent extreme, any religion from doing things that's violent.
I agree. That's why we have a freedom. We have a First Amendment that I believe in. That's why I don't believe in, well, let's ban the Islamic religion. Well, then you're going to have to ban any religion that you think is extremist.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's a great point. Great point.
Yeah.
Because it's, let's remember one thing. Timothy McVeigh was extremist.
Yeah.
And he performed one of the worst terrorist acts on our turf.
That is exactly right.
Mm-hmm. But extremism is a dangerous thing, and I'm afraid we're looking at a lot more of this, because you got some twisted people in this country that they think that all the gloves are off right now, and they're going to try to start topping each other. But anyway, so that's that's just a thought, food for thought, and have a good Friday. And
you too.
Later, okay?
Thanks a lot for the for listening and for calling into Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
CJ.
And you are where, CJ?
I am in Bethany.
Good to hear from you, sir. Go ahead.
I just want to just say, I just hope everybody just remembers today, you know, and reflects on what this country has gone through and reflects and has accomplished since, you know, 25 years ago, and not turn it into a political, standing on more division, because we've already done that. Anyway,
I agree.
The show. Thank you.
No, I agree. And that's why I think it's a mistake to overvalidate the actual day itself. I'm not saying we need to not memorialize it, not acknowledge it, not mourn it, but the nation must not come to a standstill because it's the 25th anniversary of what happened. Because then the Islamists really do win. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. So President Trump stole the show the other night when he offered $5,000 as a dividend to everybody, if Republicans are elected to the House and to the Senate. Is he buying votes? Well, that's, of course, the accusation. I think it's nothing more than $5,000 tax credits, but hey, I'll take it. And I'll put it in with my other accounts that Michael McGuire of McGuire Cap handles for me. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, McGuire Capital. For the longest time, I did not even consider that I had any wealth. I didn't consider that I needed anybody to handle my wealth for me. And then President Trump got elected, and I looked at my IRA and I said, holy potatoes, this is some serious money. Where'd that come from? I've given it over to Michael McGuire, and it's gotten even better. And he can do the same for you. Here's his personal cell number, 405-760-5863. 405-760-5863. Talk about dividends. And McGuire Capital doesn't make any money until you make money, because they're fiduciaries. McGuireCap.com, the website. McGuire Capital, check out his show tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., right here on Freedom 96.9, The Bull and Bear Show. Or go by his office, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany on Route 66.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Fall is on the way at Cimarron Casino, so it's time to whip up some fun and stir up some excitement with September Money Mix. Thursdays in September, 5 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 10 drawings to get in the mix for a chance to win your share of $36,000 in cash and gift cards. Start earning entries on September 1st. Mix it up with September Money Mix, only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, we have some exciting news for you at Tractor Bob's. We are now the home of the free lifetime powertrain warranty. Yes, you heard that right. Free lifetime powertrain warranty on all new mower, tractor, and UTV purchases. Only at Tractor Bob's, the dealership that has your back. Come shop with us, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
The Republican ad war has begun. The Iranians are looking to respond to what we're doing to the Strait of Hormuz. It's a wild weekend news, and I'm here to cover it for you live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. It's Eric Erickson here. Tune in weekdays 11 to 2. I'll cover the news, give you my opinion, and take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom all across Oklahoma. That's
Freedom 96.9, accurate the forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 74. Sunny and hot tomorrow, high 97. Tomorrow night, 76 for the low. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 100. Monday, sunny, a high of 101. 94 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Carrie and McLeod, thank you for hanging on. Happy Friday.
Hey, Lee, guns and ammo for everybody.
And if you haven't had a chance to head to freedom969.com and see the Firearms Friday video blog of the week, Terrorist Takedown 2026. It is posted right now, so have a look.
I assure you, we are prepared in our household.
Very good.
So, I want to say that I completely and absolutely remember that day. It's imprinted into my mind just as the day JFK was shot was imprinted to the generation before us.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in the flight path of Will Rogers.
Yeah.
And I worked downtown at one of the state agencies. And this hadn't been far removed from the Oklahoma City bombing. So I was driving in, and I was listening to another radio station. I heard that there was a Cessna that had flown into one of the towers. So I got to work, and we got this little black and white TV because the state of Oklahoma has black and white TVs, had black and white TVs at that time. And we watched the second plane hit, and then we watched the plane. Then we heard about the Pentagon. And because so many people that worked for the state of Oklahoma at that time had been affected by the Oklahoma bombing, they said, okay, we're state government. We're going home.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember driving to get my child. She was at a daycare center. She was perfectly safe. I went and got my child. And then I remember standing outside because we're used. If you live in the flight path of Will Rogers, we were used to hearing planes overhead.
And you didn't for how many days?
It was eerie.
I noticed, and I was in Fort Smith. Usually we would see contrails, you know, on a clear day. You'd see the frozen exhaust of the planes, and we didn't see any. The skies were completely clear.
It was amazing that our country immediately said, okay, we're shutting this stuff down.
Yeah.
We're shutting it all down. And I remember hearing about the president being in the air because that was the safest place for him to be for hours, hours before they ever said, okay, this is safe for our president to land.
He landed in Omaha, I think, at the SAC base there, the Strategic Air Command base, because they thought, that's safe enough.
And can you imagine the vice president, the Speaker of the House, they were all evacuated to bunkers.
Yep.
Because we were under attack, and we need to recognize that. We were under attack.
KQOB in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. An 11-year-old girl in custody after the shooting death of a 15-year-old boy in Edmond. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. This year's 9/11 remembrance ceremony in Lower Manhattan will include a new moment of silence and bell toll on what marks the 25th anniversary of the terror attacks.
The annual ceremony has six moments of silence to mark the key moments of the terror attacks, but 9/11 Memorial Museum President Beth Hillman says there will be another moment of silence to honor the service and sacrifice of all those who have passed away from 9/11-related health effects.
All those people who, by virtue of their proximity to the attacks or their service in response to the attacks and their willingness to help in a myriad of different ways, how they suffered and how their families suffered.
The added moment of silence will happen after the reading of the names of the victims killed on 9/11. In New York, I'm Scott Pringle.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing a health alert regarding rabies.
The CDC says there have been recent reports of increases in human exposures to rabid or possibly rabid animals nationwide. The agency is reminding the public to avoid contact with wildlife and sick animals and to seek medical help if bitten. The CDC says from July through August of this year, they've gotten 17% more rabies-related inquiries than during the same period last year, including reports of mass exposure events. I'm Michael Kastner.
A warning from researchers that your online reviews could come back to haunt you. Roy O'Neill reports.
A global team led by the University of Texas at Austin finds that how people leave their online reviews can unintentionally reveal information about who they know and their social networks. In theory, the data scraped from Yelp reviews could be used by cyber criminals to target them in a scam. The team did not find any evidence that criminals are actually using Yelp reviews to con people, just that it's possible. I'm Rory O'Neill.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is...
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people, people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good, different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom Local Coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit icsconcretecoatings.com. An 11-year-old girl has been taken into custody following the shooting death of a 15-year-old boy in Edmond. Police responded to a reported shooting Wednesday to find the teen dead at the scene. A girl was reportedly arrested on a complaint of second-degree murder and taken to a juvenile detention facility. Authorities haven't released the names of those involved due to their ages, and the investigation remains ongoing. An Oklahoma City man faces a murder charge in connection with a deadly shooting that happened back in May. Floyd Williams was reportedly found dead from a gunshot wound inside a home, with investigators later identifying 20-year-old Anthony Lewis as the suspect. A witness told police that Williams and Lewis were both armed during a verbal confrontation before the shooting. Lewis has been arrested and charged with first-degree murder. A suspected drunk driver was arrested after crashing into power poles and sparking a grass fire in northwest Oklahoma City. The police saying the crash happened around 1 a.m. near Britton Road and Kelly Avenue. The driver reportedly struck two utility poles and ignited a fire that spread through nearby grass and cedar trees. Firefighters kept the blaze from damaging any homes or buildings, and no injuries were reported. The driver was taken into custody. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Don't miss the savings at H&H Shooting Sports this month. I'm Lee Matthews. The Smith & Wesson M&P Shield Plus 9mm bundle with six total mags and a Save Your Range bag is on sale for $444.99. The Beretta A300 Ultima 12-gauge shotgun, now just $849.99. And you've got to check out the great deals in the safe department, where you can take 15% off all Liberty Colonial Series safes. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
One school district said we shouldn't connect the 9/11 attacks to Islam. Is that how we never forget?
Lee Matthews and the Drive on Freedom 96.9 with more on that. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 72. Tomorrow morning will be breezy, but overall expect a hot day with temperatures matching the record high set in 1930. You'll see some sunshine before clouds roll in. The high will reach 102. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 74. Moving into Sunday, prepare for a breezy and hot day as temperatures near the record high of 102, last seen in 2011. Expect plenty of sunshine with a high of 99. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Tired of the spin on the nightly news? The new Freedom 96.9 cuts through the bias to deliver the facts, daily local coverage, and the top political minds in the nation. Tune in at 96.9 FM or stream live anywhere. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, or on the Freedom 96.9 app. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
A lot of things happened while you were at work today. We also have found out, and I said this earlier in the program, I wish there was something we could be doing as a country here on the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 attack that would really hit home in that part of the country. And I see the State Department's justice program has announced rewards up to $10 million for information leading to several senior al-Qaeda leaders the U.S. says are based in Iran. The announcement, which was released today, names Sayef al-Adad, Abda al-Rahman, Abda al-Maghrebi, and Yasin al-Suri among those who are sought. These are individuals that were leaders within al-Qaeda, which utilizes Iran as a safe haven to execute violent attacks against the United States and its allies. The agency said anyone with information on the men can submit tips through the secure reporting channels and may be eligible for monetary rewards and relocation assistance. The announcement came as the Trump administration continues to increase pressure on Iran through military options. So, what I said at the beginning of the program was, is Iran kind of our last bastion of wiping out what caused 9/11? And the answer is yes. Other thing that happened while you were at work today, we found out through one of the jurors that was being interviewed on CBS Morning News, the holdout juror of the Lindsey Clancy case was black. And the left is losing their minds. All of those angry, white, woke women thinking that this was a pig-headed, MAGA-loving, white, conservative man. He was black. Oh, no. That changes everything. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And anything else you want to bring to the topic buffet today? Dan is in Oklahoma City. Dan, thank you for hanging on.
John.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Dan the man drives an orange van. He lives down by the river.
Yes.
I'm John also. Not John, just, one or two, I'm John also. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, man, I wanted to change. I could change subjects, man. That was so funny. Oh, my God. It's crazy what's going on. But, well, yeah, 9/11, I felt it. I was driving a yellow cab at the time, and I was down on the south side, and it was on an early morning. It was cool.
Yeah,
it wasn't hot.
It was about 9 o'clock in the morning our time. And
I was parked down on a frontage road down by Southwest 44th. When I would go, I would park. I didn't drive back to wherever my location, but just wherever I was, I would stop. A woman walked by, I'll never forget this. She had almost all her teeth missed. Hey, honey, you want a date? Oh, forget this. Mm-hmm. I gave her a signal. Oh, my God. You know, it wasn't nothing on the radio. I couldn't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
What was going on? Everything was shut down.
Yeah.
I turned on the AM radio because this is what I would do. I listened to radio.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for radio. But flipped on the radio, something about World Trade Centers, plane hit a tower. Oh, my God, I raced home. I did like 100 miles an hour. I had a Crown Vic, baby. That sucker is fast, okay?
Yeah, big man.
I raced home. I got down to my house on 28th Street down by military. Anyway, you know where Oklahoma City is, but I was in there. I got in there, jumped in, out of the car, ran to turned the TV set on, and I saw the plane hit the second tower. I mean, I could see that sucker just coming around like that long turn, just flying. Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out what in the world is going on. There's one tower smoking, another one coming around. Anyway, that lady was talking about the airports and things being shut. Man, it shut everything down. I remember it shut everything down for like a month. There was no cab going to the airport. You know, I was driving yellow cab here in Oklahoma City, and
I don't know that it was a month because I flew not long after that, but it may have been a couple of weeks.
Restrictions and stuff were very restricted, and I wasn't allowed to go there. Only diamond cabs they had their medallion. They had a medallion mm-hmm. to go to the airport. They were, you know, people that go to the airport, one thing you must understand, they have to have special medallions to go I was allowed to drop people off. I was never allowed to pick people up anyway. Yeah. So it was very restrictive. So anyway, that was another interesting thing. Also, I felt the blast from the Murrow Building. I lived on 31st Street in Robinson.
Yeah.
I felt the blast. The blinds in my house blew back when the blast hit.
Wow.
The windows were open. It was a cool April morning. I had the windows open, you know, letting the air come in. There were some guys working out on the street corner down there on like the sewer system or something. I'm like, man, what was going on, you know? They didn't answer me like, we don't know.
Yeah.
They were listening to the radio, but yeah, man, I heard, I felt. Anyway, those things affected me. They affected my life. You know, God bless America. I hope you guys get everything straightened out with your heart. And wow, what an amazing time we live in.
Well, I believe in remembering it. I believe in not forgetting, but I also do not believe in, okay, this is the 25th, so therefore it needs to be bigger and more important because that is how the terrorists want it to be. They want us to be miserable in our grief.
Yeah, but they forgot. New York forgot, man. I don't know what they're
doing.
Seems
like they did. Yeah.
I don't know what their problem is over there, but we remember.
Mm-hmm.
God bless Mary. God bless you guys. And all the bikers out there. And them guys really run. When they get involved in something, they get fired up. I love Harley Davidson. God bless you guys.
Speaking of which, and thanks a lot for the call, John. Glad you're listening in Oklahoma City. Speaking of which, tomorrow I will be at the 19th annual Ride to Remember Memorial Motorcycle Run. It will begin at 11 o'clock at the Papa's Leather Barn in Bethany. Breakfast will begin at 8 a.m. and then kickstands up at 11. Last rider in at 5. At about 12:30, they'll be making their second stop, which will be at the Oklahoma Sheriff's and Police Office. I'm sorry, the Oklahoma. It'll be at the Oklahoma Firefighters Memorial and Museum. They ride in support of Oklahoma's first responders. Proceeds from the run benefit the Fallen and Living Firefighters Memorial and the Emergency Responders Assistance Program and the Oklahoma Sheriffs and Police Officers Association. Our morning guy, our morning fun, Aaron Brillbeck will be riding as well. And then I'll be at the second stop at the Oklahoma State Firefighters Museum on 50th in the Entertainment District. So either come by and see me or register and participate yourself, because it is not too late and they will be taking walk-ins. Go to RTROK.com, RTROK.com, and I'll see you tomorrow at the Oklahoma Firefighters Association Museum and Memorial on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Max writes, Lee, the best way to honor those who died on 9/11 is to be the people we were on 9/12. No argument there, Raven, but it seems as though many in New York have forgotten that. And they've elected a mayor that is sympathizing with the terrorists. They've elected a mayor that suggested somehow New York and the people of the United States deserved it. They elected a mayor who suggested that it was, we brought it upon ourselves. 405-608-4377. Chris writes, Lee, greetings. I am wanting to move to Oklahoma from Wichita. Wichita is real, real bad right now. Can you share some low-income resources in the Oklahoma City area? Chris, I'm not sure what you mean by low-income resources. But I can tell you, no matter how you get here to Oklahoma, you probably, in Oklahoma City, in the Oklahoma City area, I think you'll be better off than you will be in Wichita. Did I ever tell you about my Wichita story? I was working in Northwest Arkansas, and the company owned a group of radio stations in Wichita, and they thought I would be interested. And I told them right out, I said, no, I'm pretty happy here. Oh, no, you'll be better in Wichita. It's bigger. It's more money. It's more this. It's more that. It's more the other thing. I said, okay, I will be polite, and I will go and talk to them. And I thought it would be a one-day deal. I drive up to Wichita, talk to them a couple hours, I drive back. Oh, no. It was a three-day interview process. Now, I should be flattered that they were that interested that they would give me that much of their time. Instead, on the third day, when I've talked to everybody in the building, except maybe the guy who sweeps the floor at night, I'm thinking to myself, if it takes them this many people and this much time to make a decision, I'm not sure I want to work here. And I told them so, because they offered me the job. And I said, I respectfully declined. Oh, but it's going to pay this, it's going to pay that. I said, first of all, I really didn't like the town. And I don't know that I want to live somewhere that I don't like just for the money. And it took you an inordinate amount of time to make a decision. And I'm not sure I want to work there where I have to wait 3 to 5 days for a decision to be made on something relatively simple. Well, we're going to make sure you never work in this region again. And I said, okay, and because you feel that way, confirms why I don't want to work for you. If you're that vindictive and childish. After being given a polite critique of your work ethic. And I never looked back. I drive through Wichita, Kansas quite a bit. And I too, Chris, have seen that it's got its challenges. It looks like Boeing moved here from there. I don't know if Cessna is still there. Cessna might be up in Salina. I don't know that the grain, I don't know that the, but there was a refinery there. I don't know if that's still open. So, yeah. 405-684-377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
This is John in Oklahoma City.
John in Oklahoma City. Am I being unduly unfair to Wichita, Kansas?
As Wichita falls, so falls Wichita falls.
But
But Wichita Falls.
That's been one of my guiding principles for all my life.
Okay, Wichita Falls is in Texas, mind you. So
I understand that. I understand that. I understand where both those places are.
Okay. Yeah.
My concern is this relativity that's been throwing around on some of the comments concerning Islam. You mentioned other religions which were radical or way out there, and included among them the Baptists and the Mormons.
Specifically, was it Westboro Baptist Church?
Westboro Baptist Church. They went out to funerals and harassed the military people and that sort of stuff. Those people were more lunatics than anything else. I mean, kind of like white supremacists. I think there was about 20 of them, you know? Grand total or something like that. So that's not too concerning. But my point is that the Muslims are actually throughout all of their material and all of their holy men and all of their scholars runs a continuing program of violence and overtaking others and being at war, jihad,
And degradation of women and children.
And sacraments that we talked about where you kill yourself or others as a means of getting to paradise. That's so far beyond anything else that it's shocking. And they've been doing it since 1400 or so, or for 1400 years.
Like I mentioned earlier in the program, the Islamists never reformed themselves. Christianity reformed itself periodically. As the printing press came along, people began to read, get educated. They no longer had to depend upon a priest to pray. They no longer had to depend upon a church to pray. They no longer had to depend upon a church nor a priest for their government, and so on and so forth. But one of the reasons Islam is the way it is a cultural and religious difference. And the cultural and religious difference is that religion is such a prominent part of your life. It governs every aspect of your life, as bad, if not worse, than communism.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, communism doesn't tell women what to wear. So,
I wanted to point out is that, you know, it's 25 years that we're looking back and remembering, and solemnity and sadness is certainly part of our response. But the other thing that needs to be part of it is cold fury because of the 2,977 people that were murdered. And then 3 years ago, they do much the same to the Jewish state of Israel. Go in and murder and 1,200, rape countless others, butcher children. It's so far beyond, you know, criticizing homosexuality that I just wanted to make that point because it really is perilous. And we've invited 3.7 million additional Muslims to come in since George Bush famously referred to them as the religion of peace.
Yes.
I'm more impressed with Norm MacDonald's great joke that his great concern was that the ISIS would nuke us and kill 50 million Americans. He was worried about what would happen to all the peaceful Muslims, the backlash that they would have to face. it's something to be concerned about. And also the evidence of everywhere they have located so far throughout Texas and throughout Michigan and various other places, they set up Sharia law. They isolate themselves. They take control of neighborhoods and move it toward their viewpoint, which is basically psychotic.
It is. Know? Yes, it is. John, thanks a lot for the call, and glad you're listening. Have a good weekend on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Critical race theory legally struck down
again in Oklahoma on Freedom 96.9. That's coming up next. I know you've seen it. The car dealership that has kind of made their dealership look like a giant vending machine. And so when you buy a car, they give you a giant coin and you put it in the giant vending machine and the gears whir and the car is delivered to you. And that's all fine and dandy if you want that impersonal an experience. If you, like me, want to go over the vehicle with a fine-tooth comb before you buy it, you need to do business with somebody like the Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno, just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are, just off the Route 66 roundabout. And not only buying a car from the Frontier Auto Group, but servicing the car. They've been here and been a trusted franchise dealer ever since 1936, and they're going to stay that way. And right now, where other dealerships are charging you, nickel and diming you to death when it comes to check engine lights, low tire pressure lights, weak battery, AC. They look at all of that at no charge. Recalls and safety issues as well. They also normally check all of that during regularly scheduled service visits, so make sure you set that up too. With the Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
In this election season, when Oklahoma City wants real answers, real debate, and real truth, they listen to the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
You know, new Ford F-Series trucks have been the best-selling trucks in America for 49 years. Nearly a half century. Now at Vance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll find new Ford trucks of every model, color and price, each shown on our website. Estimated monthly payment. You'll also see every discount, rebate, and incentive. Simply go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. On our website, you'll also see hundreds of new Fords and read about our lifetime engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee, free with each purchase. One you'll appreciate once your manufacturer's warranty ends. Free with each purchase. One you're going to appreciate when your manufacturer's warranty ends, and it's good as long as you own your vehicle. Shop new Ford trucks in Guthrie at Vance Country Ford, 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, or go to VanceAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details on lifetime guarantee with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, we have some exciting news for you at Tractor Bob's. We are now the home of the free lifetime powertrain warranty. Yes, you heard that right. Free lifetime powertrain warranty on all new mower, tractor, and UTV purchases. Only at Tractor Bob's, the dealership that has your back. Come shop with us, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
The IRGC is a spokesperson, the parliament is a spokesperson, and they also have a president who came out and essentially said, we'd like to go back to the MOU. What does Secretary of State Marco Rubio say about that?
Well, look, I mean, that ship in many ways has sailed, no pun intended, with regards to the Straits. At the core issue here is they're never going to have a nuclear weapon. I have to remind people that continuously. This is all about the fact that they want to possess a nuclear weapon and threaten the world with it, and we'll never allow that to happen.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is
turning. John Adams famously said the Constitution was only written for a moral and religious people. It was wholly inadequate for the people of any other. The body politic of America was so Christian and was so Protestant that our form and structure of government was built for the people that believed in Christ our Lord. One of the reasons we're living through a constitutional crisis is that we no longer have a Christian nation, but we have a Christian form of government, and they're incompatible.
And that was the late Charlie Kirk a year ago. The anniversary of his death was yesterday, and we're remembering the 25th anniversary of those who perished in 9/11. 405-608-4377. On Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Raven writes, Lee, my shoelace just broke. I know most people would blame Trump or Israel, but I know the real corporate. Climate change. Yeah. Oklahoma could once again fully enforce the state law that limits when public school employees can teach about certain race and sex-based concepts after a federal appeals court sided with the state.
U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals struck down a lower court order that had blocked part of House Bill 1775, the law barring public schools from teaching discriminatory concepts as facts, clearing the way for the state to enforce the law in full. We're talking about critical race theory, the notion that one race or one sex is more deserving of others because of how it was treated in history. Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. Iran is producing ballistic missiles again, according to the Wall Street Journal.
U.S. and Middle East officials told the Journal Iran assembled new missiles using existing components in more limited quantities than before the war in multiple underground sites. The Islamic Republic's also working on new underground assembly sites to avoid more American attacks. John Summers, USA Radio News.
President Trump is announcing $500 Obamacare refund checks for nearly a million Americans in 30 states. These payments are for enrollees who did not receive premium assistance, with checks beginning in October. The White House says the refunds come from excess exchange fees collected through Obamacare plans. Wall Street closed higher.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 509 points. The S&P 500 rose 65 points. The NASDAQ climbed 251 points. I'm Levon Putney.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just
refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. An 11-year-old girl has been taken into custody following the shooting death of a 15-year-old boy in Edmond. Police responded to a reported shooting Wednesday to find the teen dead at the scene. A girl was reportedly arrested on a complaint of second-degree murder and taken to a juvenile detention facility. Authorities haven't released the names of those involved due to their ages, and the investigation remains ongoing. An Oklahoma City man faces a murder charge in connection with a deadly shooting that happened back in May. Floyd Williams was reportedly found dead from a gunshot wound inside a home, with investigators later identifying 20-year-old Anthony Lewis as the suspect. A witness told police that Williams and Lewis were both armed during a verbal confrontation before the shooting. Lewis has been arrested and charged with first-degree murder. A suspected drunk driver was arrested after crashing into power poles and sparking a grass fire in northwest Oklahoma City. The police saying the crash happened around 1 a.m. near Britton Road and Kelly Avenue. The driver reportedly struck two utility poles and ignited a fire that spread through nearby grass and cedar trees. Firefighters kept the blaze from damaging any homes or buildings, and no injuries were reported. The driver was taken into custody. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
Fall is on the way at Cimarron Casino, so it's time to whip up some fun and stir up some excitement with September Money Mix. Thursdays in September, 5 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 10 drawings to get in the mix for a chance to win your share of $36,000 in cash and gift cards. Start earning entries on September 1st. Mix it up with September Money Mix, only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Come celebrate America's 250th birthday with us at Rustic Rebel Barn Sales this Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5. We have traveled through 8 states and over 3,400 miles and brought back items from Roy Rogers Estate Sale in Apple Valley, California, antique swords, and first edition books dating back to the 1700s. We will also have primitives, antique farm implements, and many other items. Vendors will include the Pottery Gals, Stitched by the Heart, Coca-Cola Collective, and a new vendor featuring reimagined clothing, woodworking, and more. Mount Zion will have concessions and a bake sale. Don't miss Rustic Rebel's Barn Sale this Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5. 4011 North Radio Road in El Reno.
So what if your fiancé came to you, took off the engagement ring, and said she had to sow some wild oats before the big day? Would the wedding be off? Talking about that is Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9 continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 72. Tomorrow morning will be breezy, but overall expect a hot day with temperatures matching the record high set in 1930. You'll see some sunshine before clouds roll in. The high will reach 102. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 74. Moving into Sunday, prepare for a breezy and hot day as temperatures near the record high of 102. Last seen in 2011. Expect plenty of sunshine with a high of 99. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
And the Democrats wouldn't applaud. They're sick. There's something wrong with them. There's something wrong with them. They wouldn't applaud. We gave him that day. We gave him the Congressional Medal of Honor, and they wouldn't applaud. There's something wrong with them.
That is the president last night at the midterm convention, which shut down about it shut down about, I don't know when it shut down, but it was Trump got back on his airplane in Dallas and landed at Andrews Air Force Base about 2 a.m., was whisked off to the White House where he only had a few hours to sleep and then get cleaned up for the 9/11 ceremonies that started at 8 o'clock later that day. 80-year-old man is doing this. And you're telling me that he's got cognitive problems? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews. Kevin Reddington is laying out an aggressive, multi-prolonged strategy to keep Lindsey Clancy from facing another jury and ultimately from going into prison. As prosecutors weigh whether or not to retry the Massachusetts mother after last week's mistrial, Reddington, defense attorney for Lindsey Clancy, said his first priority is arguing later this month that the retrial would violate Clancy's constitutional protection against double jeopardy because the mistrial was declared over the defense's objection. If that effort fails, then he hopes that Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Kreutz will reduce the charges to second-degree murder, so Clancy would then have her right to a jury trial instead of having her case decided by a judge. He said he would also seek a sentence centered on probation and mandatory psychiatric treatment in a secure facility. Of course he will. He also defended Lindsay's husband, Patrick Clancy, rejecting online speculation that the father of three was somehow involved in the deaths of the children. He said that he's continued to hear claims accusing Patrick Clancy despite years of investigation. His response to it is for those same accusers to take a long listen to the 9/11 recording and listen to his wails and how upset he was and then look him in the eye and say Patrick had something to do with it. It's heart-wrenching what Patrick has been through and horrific. Well, at least Kevin Reddington knows when to figuratively hit the gas and when to hit the brakes. Because lately he's been hitting the gas quite a bit. One wealthy Washington, D.C. suburb public school district is advising teachers not to link 9/11 with radical Islam and to be sure to create safe spaces for Muslim students as the nation somberly marks the 25th anniversary. Guardrails in the 6-page instructional guide 9/11 were distributed to teachers and prompted critics to accuse Fairfax County, Virginia, public schools, suburb of Washington, D.C., and the liberal leaders of coddling post-9/11 sensitivities rather than teaching history. I agree. Is this how we never forget? Refusing to acknowledge the 9/11 attackers did what they did because Islam told them to do it? Refusing to acknowledge the religion of peace has killed anyone who doesn't believe as you do as one of its key sacraments? I think it was right after the Civil War Battle of Fredericksburg, Virginia, in late 1862, December 1862. As the men lay listening to the moans and groans of the wounded out on the battlefield, the very rare and very southern display of the Aurora Borealis was seen. A vivid display of the Aurora Borealis, and that far south in Fredericksburg, Virginia, was quite rare. Both the North and the South took it as a sign from God that they were on a righteous path and doing His will. Isn't it always those that think they are doing God's will that somehow end up doing the most damage? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. And I started this story yesterday, but I didn't get a real chance to get into it, so I wanted to today. In a recent interview, star quarterback Aaron Rodgers said after he proposed to actress Shailene Woodley, she accepted, and that looking back on it now, he says maybe she accepted a little too soon and felt a little bit too trapped, but at some point she came to him, took off the ring, and told him she wanted to sow some wild oats before they were married, and then walked out. Now, keep in mind, I am putting this tactfully because she actually said she wanted to go F another guy before they got married. And so my question is, how would you react to the situation if your fiance said that to you?
Hey, babe, how's it going?
Oh, not well, Aaron. You see, the thing is, you're a star athlete and I'm an A-list actress, and I know as long as we make at least $10 million a year,
any less wouldn't be civilized.
Well, we'll be just fine. In the meantime, we can have anyone we want in the world, so why don't we, before we settle down to the ball and chain and the tedious old vanilla bedroom routine, day after day...
Tedious?
You know, the grunting, the sweating, the moaning, again and again and again into the night...
Moaning?
I thought I would have one last go, one last big bang, one last big hurrah.
I don't moan.
I'll be back later, darling. Don't wait up!
And Aaron waits in the quiet stillness of his lonely mansion as the cellos fill the air with sadness. Later the next morning, over coffee.
Morning, babe. How did it go?
Oh, honey, it was fabulous. I never knew what a volcano I could be in the sack.
Volcano?
You talk about a fire-breathing dragon. I bet we did things that were illegal in 48 states. At one point, I thought I heard the angels sing, and then I realized it was my own squeals of ecstasy. The neighbors actually called the cops. By the way, honey, whose bra and pantyhose are those tied to the bedpost?
Oh, those? Well, those are, Danica Patrick's? Yeah.
405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hey, this is Shaniqua in Dale City.
Hey, Shaniqua.
I know the other Shaniqua you had, they sure didn't sound...
I don't... You guys are making up bad names. You need to come up with... How about I call you Earl? Hey,
wait,
Earl.
What about Jedediah?
I like Jedediah that. Is fine, yes.
Well, first off, I'm concerned about how well you do that woman's voice and squealing.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Where are you, first of all?
Well, I'm over in El Reno, but I was wondering, you know, that girl that said she wanted to not get married and then she wanted to go sow some oats?
Yes.
Well, you got her phone number by chance?
It probably wouldn't be that hard to find. Yeah. Shailene Woodley's her name, the actress.
Shailene Woodley.
Woodley, yes.
That sounds like my second wife.
You know? I think anybody by the name of Shailene, you might be in for a handful. And anyway, Aaron Rodgers did not marry her as a result of all this. He did say he tried to talk to her about it afterwards, and it just never worked out. So that's why he believes she said yes a little too soon and then had second thoughts. And now he's married to some girl named Brandy. And that's all we're being told.
I'm just thinking that they ought to be making those decisions a whole lot earlier, because then you got more years to have remorse about what you did.
And, you know, I've never been, Jedediah, the wild oats kind of guy. If I have any regrets in my life when I look back on my youth, I regret not taking a lot of the opportunities I was given.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that the other day. And, mm-hmm. Lee, you're kind of like me. I'll bet you you're sitting there wondering, am I going to get a disease that'll just kill me when I'm 42?
Well, at the time, I was more worried about the mental strife that some of these women were going to put me through. So I thought it best to not get involved with them that deeply and get myself wound up in a problem before it actually happened. So that was why.
Are you attempting to tell on national radio that some women have a little bit of a problem mentally?
No, I'm not saying they had a problem mentally. I'm saying they were a little too eager to get me involved in their lives when I did not want to get involved in their lives for the reasons they wanted me involved in their lives, if you know what I mean.
Well, remember, about 85% of the women out there, they're taking some kind of a medication. That means there's 15% of them that are out there going on medication.
And I know that there's a lot of them that act like they're on medication, even though they're not. However, lovely wife, when she came along, I took it very slowly and eased into the relationship so that I could, okay, am I willing to deal with this issue? Is this a deal breaker or not? I started dating a girl when I was 16. She was 17. And I think that's what ruined it for me. All she wanted, she had like five married older sisters. And after about a year with her, I realized that's really all she wants out of life is to be a married sister too. And I wasn't ready for it. And she kept saying, but I'll wait. And I said, you don't understand.
You don't wait a long time. Bro.
I don't want to be the married sister's husband.
Well, boomer sooner and let's win tomorrow.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
That's going to be a good game, I think. I really do. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Shane writes, Lee, in regards to the school tax credit, which you have been talking about on and off throughout the rest of the week, my family takes advantage of it, but it seems like every year I wish it would go up to match what you receive, even though you were promised a savings that would be dispersed to the child at graduation or to the parent at the end of each year. I wonder how many of our other parents have experienced that that experience that would love to stay anonymous on this issue. Shane, I'm not sure what are you talking about the Trump accounts, or are you talking about Oklahoma's state income tax school choice rebate? The Trump accounts is a separate issue. That's a federal $1,000 given to a kid that will receive compound interest over the life of the kid. And when the kid becomes 18, the kid can use it to start a business, use it to go to trade school, use it to go to college, whatever they want to do with it. Use it to buy a house if they want to. So I'm not sure what you seem to be confusing the two. 405-608-4377. Jacqueline writes, Lee, you've been talking about mass transit and the possibilities of a train line from Edmond down to Norman through Oklahoma City. One only needs look at Dallas, Mestmaker's former home, to see how such projects play out. Jacqueline goes on to say, Dallas Area Rapid Transit, or DART, and their Silver Line, a 26-mile commuter rail that is connecting North Texas suburbs, relies on the same structural concept as proposed for the Edmond, Oklahoma City Norman Line. Yes, I've seen it, Jacqueline. I think you can catch it in Carrollton, and you can catch it in, I've seen it in Carrollton, and I've seen it in Plano. That far north. But I have not seen it across Lake Dallas, and I've not seen it like all the way to Denton. Anyway, Jacqueline goes on to say, it relies on the same structural concept as the proposed Edmond, Oklahoma City Norman Line. Despite DART having established light rail infrastructure back in 1996, the Silver Line's opening was delayed from 2022 to 2025. Originally budgeted at $1.1 billion, backed by a $908 million Federal Department of Transportation grant, the project cost overran, eventually pushing the final price tag to $1.9 billion. The delays also triggered a fierce battle with a legal battle. DART withheld $111 million in sales tax revenue and was slated to be remitted back to member cities, claiming the funds were needed to cover the cost overruns caused by local permitting delays. The two sides eventually settled at $90 million, forcing the city of Dallas to forfeit $21 million in municipal sales tax revenue. If the lessons of the DART Silver Line prove anything, it's that transit mega projects rarely stay on schedule or on budget. And when cost overruns hit, it's the local communities and municipalities' budgets that are left footing the bill. And then the bottom line, Jacqueline, is how many people are riding that Silver Line? I bet it was built on the promise of, hey, on game days, it'll get you downtown quicker, or it'll get you to Fort Worth quicker, or whatever it may be. So on game days, and this is the same case in Denver, game days are the only days people ride the damn thing so that they don't have to worry about parking, they don't have to pay for parking, they don't get caught in traffic jams, and they can drink all they want. The rest of the month, the rest of the week, the homeless use it for air conditioning or heat, depending on the time of year, and sometimes actual shelter, hoping they'll fall asleep on one of the benches and none of the conductors will throw them off. There's a story out, I don't know if I have it here in front of me, but there's a story out that nationwide that is a problem. Homelessness on mass transit. Because they end up using it more than the people who need to use it to commute to work or whatever. And Dallas probably needs a Silver Line and a train more than we do. Again, my whole problem with a commuter rail is that there isn't enough demand for it in the Oklahoma City metro. And Oklahoma City would probably need another 1 million, 2 million people before it would even come close to needing one. Come close. We are a metropolitan area of 1.8 million people. We would need to be close to 2 to 3 million before it would be a problem. And the other thing is a lot of these large cities have geographical problems. Denver is up against mountains. Washington, D.C., crammed up against the Atlantic Ocean. New York, crammed up against the Atlantic Ocean. New Orleans, crammed between a big tidal lake and the Mississippi River. It is difficult, and there aren't that many options as to how many roads you can build. We, on the other hand, always have a north, south, east, west way to go. There's always an alternative route, and it's always right there. So I circle back to my original premise when I heard about this commuter line that wants to come to Oklahoma City, that is. Make your choice. Do you want to have turnpikes or do you want to have a commuter rail? Because you don't need both.
Ooh,
thanks for the email, Jacqueline, on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews with The Drive. You don't think you need a parachute until you're falling out of the airplane. Yeah, a parachute is one of those things that's only useful when it's open, and it's only useful when it's somewhat of an emergency. It's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. Medicare is like that. It's only useful when it's open and it's working for you, and it's only useful when it is needed. Well, if you were born in 1961, you're probably getting a lot of phone calls, emails, and texts. That means it is useful to you. And if you're confused, don't be. Call my friends at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. They'll make the jump with you, figuratively, of course, by making sure you have the plan that works specifically for you and that everything that you need is covered. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Like a parachute, they're useful when they're open, and they're open now. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Oklahoma's listening to Fox News.
The new Freedom 96.9 welcomes Fox News starting Monday, September 21st. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On Oklahoma City's 100,000 watt FM. The new Freedom 96.9.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Pollard Farms' 29th Annual Female Production Sale is Saturday, September 19th at noon in Wacomas. Pollard Farms will offer 107 registered Angus lots, including young fall pairs, fall yearling open heifers, spring open heifers, donor dams, spring-bred cows with calves, and more. This is your chance to own Pollard Farms' prominent genetics. The Pollard Farms' 29th Annual Female Production Sale, Saturday, September 19th at noon at the ranch in Wacomas. View the sale book at mcsauction.com or pollardfarms.com.
Foundation Churches at Western Days in Mustang. Stop by our booth, spin the prize wheel, and enter for your chance to win a flat screen TV. It's fun for the whole family, and we'd love to meet you. Find out more at foundationchurch.live.
What a great day to be an American. Major Ed Polito coming in hot and inviting you to participate in the 16th annual Major Ed Invitational on September 20th and 21st at the Greens Country Club, benefiting the Empower the Veterans Foundation. Please join me Sunday evening for our kickoff party and live country music from the Chad Todd Band, and on Monday enjoy golf and live entertainment from the Kyle Rayner Band. For event sponsorships or to register your team, go to majored.org. And as I always say, God bless the United States of America. Hoorah!
They count your vote in November. We amplify your voice 365 days a year. This is Oklahoma City's 100,000 watt talker, the new Freedom 96.9.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
If people are upset with it being called welfare, then maybe don't promote it.
I have a problem with the people who are more offended by accurately describing statism for what it is, more than they are angry about the statism.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
What the people at home missed is that we just had a protester interrupting us and waving the Mexican flag. Well, my friend, if you love Mexico so much, get your ass over there. I'll buy you the plane ticket.
J.D. Vance again last night at the midterm convention on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. Hey, tomorrow, make sure to join me. I'll be at the 19th annual Ride to Remember motorcycle run to benefit the Emergency Responders Assistance Program and the Oklahoma Sheriffs and Police Officers Association. Staging and breakfast will be at 8 a.m. at Papa's Leather Barn in Bethany. I'll be at the second stop at the Oklahoma State Firefighters Museum, 50th and Entertainment District. Kickstands up at 11, the last rider in at 5 o'clock, and it's not too late to sign up. Go to RTROK.com, RTROK.com. They used to have this closer to the anniversary of the Memorial bombing, but now they're having it in the warmer September months when the weather's nicer, and to kind of piggyback onto the anniversary of 9/11. So that's what's going on here. Ride to Remember tomorrow. I'll be there live. Hope to see you on Freedom 96.9. Joe Pags is coming up next. Make it a great weekend, my very, very good friend.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.